The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
The suspect said he was upset about Black Lives Matter. He said he was upset about the recent police shootings. The suspect said he was upset at white people. The suspect stated he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers.
Absolutely heartbreaking. What happened last night in Dallas, Texas. These are never the sorts of days that we like in the news or on air. It is a very difficult day, and we're praying so heavy for those who serve and the families of those who've lost fathers and husbands and brothers and sons last night in Dallas. As you know, it ended about 3:30 this morning. Five officers dead, 12 total had been shot at. At a Black Lives Matter protest in downtown Dallas, and it all happened pretty late at night and wound up 3:30 in the morning, ended with an IED being detonated because the last suspect who had been firing at officers would not give himself up. Joining me on the phone here in just a few minutes, Governor Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, is going to be joining us for thoughts on this. As you know, Governor Greg Abbott he cleared his schedule, made his way to Dallas today. They had the city cordoned off last night, unlike anything that I've ever seen. And when I was sitting in my living room in Dallas, I live in Dallas, sitting in my living room watching this unfold, and I recognized that the pillars that the cops were dodging behind, one was murdered right there on air, live television. That's the building where the Fox Bureau is in. And you to see areas that you recognize and to see it turn into a war zone because of this guy. And that was the Dallas police chief that you heard speaking there. He held a press conference. That was a press conference that took place late last night. And, I mean, it is heartbreaking. One of the most powerful photos that I have seen, it was on the cover of the Dallas paper. I think it's on the cover of one of the national tabloids today. As a black officer, big, burly, muscly officer who would probably be intimidating in any other context. And he's there at the hospital as they just brought one of the fallen in, and he is bawling. And he's hugging one of the nurses. He just absolutely, he dwarfs her. But he's hugging her, and he's the pain etched on his face. This is what the country went to bed with last night and woke up to another officer down. And woke up with, now we know the motive, according to the Dallas PD, the Dallas chief. We know that now. And it is heartbreaking to see. It's heartbreaking to watch. And all of this, I just, where do you go from here? We have former Governor Rick Perry, Texas governor, who's joining us, and it's our hearts are heavy today. Governor Perry, we thank you for finding the time. We know this is not an easy day, not just for the state of Texas, not just for law enforcement, but all over America. Give me your thoughts on what this horrible atrocity that happened last night.
And then it is, again, a senseless act of violence against our law enforcement officers. And this one obviously calculated. This was a vicious, mean, evil act. And, I really want to ask the people of our state and this country to be cautious as we go forward here. We got to be thoughtful as we address this. Too many people were pointing fingers before this occurred, using two events that occurred. And frankly, we don't know all the details of those. But again, individuals who have big megaphones need to really be thoughtful about politicizing this, scoring political points. We must guard, as strongly as we can, this relationship between our citizens and our law enforcement individuals, to try to score some, again, political points, for whatever reason, and put these individuals' lives in jeopardy is just, it's unconscionable. And our prayers are with these families. And as we come to know more and more about these individuals who every day go to work to stand between us and people who do us harm.
Right.
One of those individuals, a three-time Iraq war veteran.
Yes.
Who
yes.
made it through three deployments into Iraq and then come home and to be killed on the streets of Dallas. There's just something inherently wrong about that thing. And so, as we deal with the challenges that we have in this country, I gave a speech last July about race and about what we as Texans and Americans and Republicans, in my case, how we deal with the past, how we deal with the present, how we deal with the future. And I hope that, and I pray diligently, that as we go forward, we find those ways to bring ourselves together, to not further separate us by race or by economics or by any other, but to really find ways to live together in peace. This is a really, really important time in America's history.
I was listening Governor, I was listening to Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings, who was saying how complaints with Dallas PD had dropped drastically, how the force had been energized recently, and they had done a lot of training, and they had really good rapport with the community. And there was this photo that was circulating before the protest went violent of two officers standing with a black protester who was there with Black Lives Matter, and it was peaceful up until that point. And it's getting people to focus back on that, and it's when you look at the headlines and you see the way the media covers it and everything else, it can be difficult.
Well, and that's, I think, the point that I'd like to make is that, again, if you got a big megaphone, if you're in a position of being able to stand before the American people, whether you're the president all the way down to the mayor, and to Mayor Rawlings, I want to say thank you to him for being a voice of reason, being an individual who is expressing the very important points of us coming together rather than trying to score some political points and dividing this country. We really need Americans to come together, to work together. Listen, we're a mosaic. We're very different. We're this amazing country, but we can't let this vicious act by a few likely mentally deranged individuals, or for whatever reason, to cause a great chasm in this country. Let's use this to bring ourselves together, take care of these families, to stand with our men and women who wear the uniform of our police, our first responders, our military. It's an opportunity for us to come together to be open about our challenges as a country. But
right.
don't let this further split us as a country.
Right. Last question for you, Governor. With this, I feel so much for those who are putting the uniform back on and going out there to serve again today after everything that happened in Dallas last night. A lot of people have been saying, where leaders lead, followers follow. And we've heard a lot of rhetoric from the administration. And I'm not to take this down a political path, but when people have those individuals in positions of power who have said the things that they've said about law enforcement, do you think that's significant here? Do you think that this is maybe a symptom of that or an effect of that?
Well, again, let me just say that whatever you said in the past, you've got the opportunity today to be bringing this country together, to get the facts. And all too often, we've seen individuals who have big bully pulpits use these events to further a political agenda rather than waiting to get all the facts in. And, whether it's the President of the United States or whether it's a governor or whether it's a member of Congress, or a private citizen for that matter, let's get the facts before we start eschewing a particular position. And more importantly, let's keep these men and women in our prayers, do everything we can to support law enforcement. The vast, vast majority of them are selfless public servants who put on a uniform most days, go to work not knowing what they're going to face. We got to support.
Absolutely. Governor Rick Perry, always appreciate talking with you, sir. And our prayers are with everyone, all those in uniform, those who've served, and really just the country. We are in a bad place. Thank you, sir. We appreciate the time today.
God bless you. So long.
Mm-hmm. Heavy hearts today, indeed. Heavy hearts. And as we were saying, Texas Governor Greg Abbott cleared his schedule. He made his way to Dallas today, meeting with the Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings and others as they assess.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Welcome to Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. Friday night ball game here. First pitch is 7:15. We're getting ready. Brett Bovee on the mound here. He's going to start for your hometown 45s. 45 starting a three-game series tonight with the visiting Fairfield Indians. Finished up a three-game series with the Signal Hill Oilers last night. 45's on the short end of a 4-1 decision. Bovee is going to be on the mound starting game one here against Fairfield Indians. We'll get you the starting lineups in just one moment. Pre-game festivities here brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful? Our thanks to Turtle Bay for their sponsorship of Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460 and streaming live all around the world at KCNR1460.com. Just about ready for first pitch here. As you mentioned, Brett Bovee, the right-hander out of Las Vegas, Nevada, is your starting pitcher tonight. Catching him will be Ignacio Diaz out of UC Davis. And we're ready for the leadoff hitter here. For the visiting Fairfield Indians, leading off is going to be Timian Hughes. He's the center fielder. He'll be followed by Andrew Wheat and Sean Jackson. So center field, left field, right field, the first three hitters here for Fairfield. Bovee in the windup. First pitch fouled back to the screen, 0-1. First pitch here tonight, 7:19 p.m. here. We're in the low 80s with an overcast start here. Has us with the lights on already. 20% chance of rain here at Tiger Field. We're in the top of the first. That ball's at the knees for a strike. A quick 0-2, foul ball and a called strike here. Great crowd here already tonight. Just $5 a ticket. Come down and join us. And a check swing on a fastball up at the shoulders, and he held up. Appeal down to first, and yes, he did. One ball, two strikes now. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs, located in Reading at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Jersey Mike's, a sub above. Swing and a miss there, and strikeout by Bovee. He gets the leadoff man, Hughes, for the first out of the inning, one down. Our thanks to Jersey Mike's for their sponsorship of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Batting second is going to be Andrew Wheat. He's the left fielder. Left-handed batter here against the righty, Bovee. He's in the windup. First pitch of the at-bat down in the dirt, 1-0. Your defense for the hometown 45s looks like this. As I mentioned, catching Ignacio Diaz out of UC Davis tonight. Your outfield from left to right, Max Modest, Ryan Williams, and J.J. Hancock. 1-0 pitch is grounded right back to the mound. One hopper speared by Bovee, and there's two down here. Score at 1-3 on the putout. Two down, nobody on. That'll bring up Sean Jackson, the right fielder. Infield for the 45s looks like this. Third to first, you got Jake Taylor at third, Zach Taylor at short. Second baseman tonight is Ryan Torres Torioka. He's leading off as well. And at first is Jared Bertotti, the Simpson University Redhawk. So two outs and nobody on here. And the number three hitter, Sean Jackson, another left-handed hitter. The right fielder steps in. Fairfield 12-11 on the season. In their 38th season of existence here. And they started in 1978. 2-0 here now from Bovee. He winds and fires. That one's just outside. 3-0 now. And the 3-0 pitch is in there now. 3-1. Three-one pitch here is flied foul down the left field line, out of play. Full count now. So Bovee battles back from 3-0 to make it a full count. This is his sixth start here tonight. He's 4-0 with a 1.66 ERA. Looking to tie Brandon Lupton for the team lead in wins. Lupton 5-1 on the season. Another pitch fouled away here. Count remains 3-2. Bovee in 27 innings has allowed just 5 runs, as I mentioned, an ERA of 1.66, 22 strikeouts in 27 innings, and just 7 walks. So he's had great command here through the first half of the season. That ball's flied to left field very high. On the run now is Modest. He's going to settle under it, and that'll end the inning. A flyout to number 7. And the Indians go down 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the first in a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Getting ready for the bottom of the first here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460 live from Tiger Field. It's 0-0 top of the lineup for the 45s here. It's going to be Ryan Torres Torioka. He leads off at second base. Batting second is Zach Taylor at short and Ryan Williams, the slugging center fielder, will bat third. They'll take their bats here on the bottom of the first against right-hander for Fairfield, Tyler Fleury, number 14. North of 6 foot, probably 6'1 or 2. Right-hander faces the switch hitter, Torres Torioka here. 0-for-1 last night in a pinch hit appearance late in the game. He comes in tonight hitting .283, one home run, 10 RBIs, 18 runs scored in 18 games. He's been a constant at the top of the lineup, getting on base. He's also drawn 13 walks in 18 games. First pitch misses there high, 1-0. He winds and fires, and that's a changeup in there for a strike, now 1-1. So Torres, Torioka, Taylor, and Williams. Rest of the lineup looks like this. J.J. Hancock is your cleanup hitter in right field tonight. D.J. Porter, the DH, in the five hole. Here's the pitch there to Torres Torioka inside, 2-1 now. Jake Taylor, your third baseman, batting sixth. Switch hitting first baseman Jared Bertotti is the seven hitter. Max Modeste hitting eighth in left field, and Ignacio Diaz, the catcher, will bat ninth. Here's the 2-1. That ball is grounded hard down the first baseline, just foul. First bounce inside the line, but it kicked foul before it got past the bag. Would have been at least a double there for the speedy Torres Torioka. Leads the team with 5 stolen bases in 18 games. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. The pitch from Fleury. That's a little chopper towards second. And he's going to be retired. 4-3 on the putout. One down here, and that'll bring up Zach Taylor. Taylor 0-for-1 also had a late inning pinch hit appearance. He went 1-for-3 on Wednesday night with a walk and a run scored. Taylor hitting .333, 10 RBI, 19 runs scored in 18 games. That's a ground ball to first on the first pitch there, and he'll be retired 3 unassisted. Quick 2 down here. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs, located in Reading at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Jersey Mike's, a sub above. They don't measure their quality in inches or how long it takes to put it together. Fresh ingredients, great sandwiches. Stop by Jersey Mike's over there in the Trader Joe's and Dick's Sporting Goods Shopping Center in Reading. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45 here on KCNR 1460. Williams steps in and watches the ball there, 1-0. Two out, nobody on for the Cal Baptist center fielder. Williams, the DH, last night went 0-for-3 with a walk. Swings and misses there. 1 ball, 1 strike. On deck would be J.J. Hancock. Should Williams reach. 1-1 pitch from Fleury. That's a big curveball that doesn't quite make it back down. A little bit high, 2-1. We're in the low 80s here at Tiger Field. Overcast day. We've already got the lights on. 20% chance of rain. Come down and enjoy this great day for baseball. 2-1. That ball's flied to left, but it looked like he got jammed a little bit. Circling under it is the left fielder and making the play for the out. That's Wheat out there in left. 1-2-3 go the 45s. We head to the top of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here, 0-0 tie from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. First pitch from Bovee to the cleanup hitter is 1-0. That one's a called strike now, 1-1. It's Rupert Watson. He's the shortstop. It'll be Watson, Chris Bruno, and Jason Pakai. Shortstop, second baseman, third baseman in that order. 4-5-6 hitters for the Fairfield Indians. 1-1 pitch is a slider in there from Bovee, and he's quickly ahead 1-2. I want to remind you, you can win two tickets to a Giants game. Come to the MLB night at Tiger Field with your MLB gear on July 15th. That's a week from tonight. $1 for one raffle ticket, 10 for 15 tickets, and you could win two tickets to the San Francisco Giants game July 28th at 7:15 in AT&T Park. But you got to come to the 45s game to enter. It's 2-2 now, and he fouls this one back. Count remains 2-2. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs at Reading, located in Reading at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Jersey Mike's, a sub above. Foul sponsors here, Cole 45s here on KCNR. 2-2 pitch. Curve ball down in the dirt. 3-2 now. To the leadoff man, Watson. Both teams went down in order in the first. Still looking for our first base runner of the game here in the second. That's a fly ball to center. Looks like he got in on the label a little bit. Williams goes back about four or five steps and then settles under it. One out now as Watson flies out to number eight. And here's Chris Bruno, second baseman. You're listening to game number 11 out of 13 games in 13 nights. Got another one at 7:15 tomorrow night and a 6 p.m. game on Sunday, all against these same Fairfield Indians. This is game one of a three-game series. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. First pitcher is fouled back out of play, 0-1. A game every night through Sunday night, and then starting Monday, the 11th, 12th, and 13th of July, Redding Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. Get your young ones signed up to come and play with and learn from the best. That's July 11th through the 13th. ReddingColt45s.com for more info. That ball is high now, 2-1. 2-1 pitch here is fouled out of play. Count now is 2-2. Of course, the Major League All-Star game next Tuesday night. Home Run Derby already set for Monday night. Down in San Diego is the All-Star game will be played in Petco Park here this year. Three balls and two strike downs. Bovee misses low. Here's the payoff pitch. That's a ground ball to third. Jake Taylor backs up. Now he makes the throw. Nicely done. By the Seattle University third baseman. Score it 5-3 on the putout. Bruno is retired. That'll bring up Jason Pakai.
Jason Pakai.
So five up, five down for the Fairfield Indians against Brett Bovee here. One strikeout already through one and two-thirds. First pitch there is below the knees, 1-0. Get you some updates on your Bay Area teams. A's trailing the Astros in Houston. That's in the bottom of the seventh. Giants trailing the D-backs. That's just in the bottom of the first. 2-0 in San Francisco. Samardzija getting the start tonight for the Giants. Two balls and no strikes as that one misses as well. 2-0 is chopped towards second base. Torres Torioka takes it on a big hop. 4-3 on the putout. Three up, three down. Once again, we head to the bottom of the second. Scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's Baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
4-5-6 hitters here due up for your hometown Reading Colt 45s. It's going to be J.J. Hancock, the right fielder, D.J. Porter, the D.H., and Jake Taylor, the third baseman. Still looking for our first base runner here of the night as the first three half innings have all been 1-2-3 pitchers duel thus far here on Friday night. First pitch of the at-bat to Hancock, and he fouls it back 0-1. Hancock out of Washington State, playing for the Cougars up there in Pullman, Washington. I want to say hi to everybody in the Pacific Northwest. Listen to us on KCNR1460.com. Here's the 0-1 pitch now to Hancock. And he lines that one foul out of play down the left field line, 0-2 now. Reminder, you can win two tickets to a Giants game. Just come on Friday night, July 15th, 1 week from tonight on MLB night. $1 for one raffle ticket, $10 for 15 tickets. And you could win two tickets to the July 28th game at AT&T Park in San Francisco. That's MLB night, a week from tonight, proudly sponsored by Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. That ball is high now, 1-2. Flurry now in the windup. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A curveball that doesn't quite make it back to the outside. Two balls, two strikes now. Hancock hitting .328, one home run, 16 RBI. He's also scored 15 times in 15 games, so he's been one of the key contributors here in the first half to two-thirds of the season. This is game number 31 out of 45 on the season. And game number 11 out of 13 games in 13 nights. That ball is hit very high to right center field. Circling under it is the center fielder. He's going to make the play. That's Hughes out there in center. So Hancock will fly out to number 8 to lead off the second inning. Here's D.J. Porter. Porter, the D.H. tonight, was in left field last night. And in a 4-1 Colt 45's loss, he was the lone bright spot offensively. 45's mustered just 5 hits, and 3 of them came from DJ, 2 singles and a double. He was 3-for-4 on the night. And he watches a curveball in there at the knees, 0-1 to steal a strike from Fleury. Porter, then Jake Taylor. Bertotti, should either one of them reach. 0-1 pitch here. That's fouled out of play. Quick 0-2 here on DJ. DJ also out of Cal Baptist University. Hitting fifth again here tonight, so with the confidence of manager Greg Catteray, been in the heart of the lineup for the better part of the last week here. That's here with one out, nobody on. Here's the 0-2 pitch now from Fleury. And a breaking ball just missed. Looked like it was inside or perhaps a bit low. 1-2 now. One ball, two strike pitch forthcoming to Porter. And he fouls this one back as well. Good battle going here. We're in the low 80s, an unseasonably cool day here in Redding for July. Sky is overcast. We're already under the lights here. It's not even a quarter to eight. Every seat in the shade, always at first pitch, but certainly today. Here's another 1-2, and Porter grounds it hard to the third base side. That kicks up off the glove of the third baseman over there. That's number 34, Jason Pakai. And looks like that's going to... We'll see how they want to score that one, hit or error. Nonetheless, with one out, DJ will be on first. They're going to call that an E5 as he tried to backhand it and a kick right off the heel of his glove. So Porter reaches on an error. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. Taylor, 17 out of 40 on the season in 14 games for a cool 425 batting average. That leads the team. Also has 3 home runs and 14 RBI. Also 13 runs scored in just 14 games. So he's been one of the linchpins of this 45's offense. He swings and misses at the first pitch there. 0-1 hit a grand slam in his first start against the Redding Tigers. His second game overall, his first week here with the 45's back in June. And played a pretty slick third base as well. Here 0-1 now. Porter being held on at first. Big hole on the right side. Fleury taking his time. Now he comes set. The 0-1 pitch down in the dirt as he tried the slide step there to limit his release time and ended up down in the left-handed batter's box. One ball, one strike, one out here to Jake Taylor. Bertotti on deck. He will bat next. Here's the 1-1. That is popped up on the infield, now drifting into foul territory. Over there is the first baseman. And he's going to make the play. First baseman over there is Quasi Samuel. So a pop out for Taylor. Pop out to number 3. And with 2 down now, Porter remains at first for Jared Bertotti. Bertotti hitting .379, third on the team behind only Taylor and Diaz. He's 25 for 66 this year. 1 home run, 10 RBI. 17 runs scored in 19 games. Also drawn 11 walks. Shown good discipline here. He bats left-handed now with 2 outs and a runner on first against the righty Fleury. Swings and misses. Pardon me, swings and fouls this one back to the screen. 0-1. Lefty versus righty here on deck. Another lefty, Max Modeste. He's the left fielder. Fleury now back in the stretch. Porter takes his lead off first. Gets a sign from the catcher. Now he comes set. Here's the 0-1. And now he's going to step off. Now he comes set ready here. The 0-1 pitch. That ball is jam shot. Grounded out to second base. Only play is going to be at first for the third out of the inning. So Bertotti grounds that 4-3. That'll end the inning. We head into the top of the third. It's 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the third here in Tiger Field. The line drive of the center on the first pitch, and Williams comes in and makes a shoestring catch. Beautiful play there by Cal Baptist Ryan Williams. We've seen him do plenty of damage with the bat at the leading home run and RBI man, but first pitch, a sinking line drive, and he came in and made a shoestring catch on the run. Nice play there by Williams. Line out to number eight. For Jason Ramirez on one pitch. He's the DH tonight. Here's Kwesi Samuel, the first baseman, batting eighth. One out, nobody on here. First pitch is a strike. Samuel, at least 6'2 or 3 there. Good size first baseman. Watches one up in his eyes with a fastball from Bovee. It's been 7 up, 7 down here. Indians still looking for their first base runner. One ball, one strike now. That's a foul ball out of play down the right field line into the parking lot. Beautiful day for baseball here. We're in the low 80s, overcast, under the lights. Not a bad seat in the house. Everybody having a good time here. $5 a ticket. Best $5 to spend all summer. That's a fastball in the inside corner. Just misses. 2-2 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs, located in Reading at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Stop by Jersey Mike's, a sub above. Our thanks to Jersey Mike's for their sponsorship of Colt 45's baseball here on Friday night. Swing and a miss on a 2-2 pitch. Got him to chase a high fastball, and Bovee has his second strikeout of the night. Two outs, nobody on here. Here's Tyler Thornley. He's the catcher and number nine hitter, also the beer batter tonight. First pitch on the outside corner of the fastball. Good location there from Bovee. If you haven't been to a Colt 45's game, come down and join us. We're in just the top of the third. Lots of fun promotions here. Games between innings, stuff for the kids. Swing and a miss on a changeup there. Couldn't throw much better than that. And way out in front was Thornley. A quick 0-2. The beer batter tonight and every night. Any inning he strikes out, the rest of that half inning and the rest of the bottom half of the inning. A dollar off all beers here at Tiger Field for all the fans, so they've got a rooting interest here. Called third strike. And the crowd lets Bovee hear it. Three strikeouts through the first three innings. Nine up, nine down. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
It's time for better banking. Redding Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Redding Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the third here at Tiger Field. Leading off, it's going to be left fielder Max Modest for your hometown Redding Colt 45's 0-0. We've had one base runner who reached on an error. That was DJ Porter on a hard hit ball to third base. But otherwise, we're still looking for our first hit of the ball game here in the bottom of the third. It's been a pitcher's duel thus far. Right-hander for Fairfield, Tyler Fleury. His face just one over the minimum due to that error. Called strike on the outside corner there. 0-1. Modest leads off. He's batting 258 with a home run and two RBI. That's in just eight games here as he just joined us about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Second pitch there is fouled off, so it's quick 0-2 here on the left fielder Modest. On deck, UC Davis, Aggie, Ignacio Diaz, your catcher tonight. And then the top of the lineup. 0-2 to Modest, and he hits a towering fly ball into shallow center. Coming in to take it is Hughes, and there's one down. So fly out to number eight for Modest. And here's Diaz. Diaz hitting ninth. Second on the team in hitting. He's hitting 409. 9 for 22 in six games thus far with one RBI. Part of that three-headed catching platoon with Zach Trueblood. Excuse me. And Jonathan Alvarez, first pitch there. Misses 1-0. One out, nobody on here. In the bottom of the third. Flurry in the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one just misses outside. 2-0 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs, located in Redding at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Jersey Mike's, a sub above. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. And that 2-0 pitch is lofted into shallow center. Coming in is Hughes, and he'll make the play there as well. So two fly outs to center. To start the third for your hometown 45s, there's two out and nobody on now. Here's Torres Torioka, grounded out to second base in the first. He's 0-for-1. You're listening to game number 11 of 13 games in 13 nights. This is game one against the Fairfield Indians. We'll do it again tomorrow night here at 7:15, and then Sunday night at 6. Before taking 4 days off, that's a ground ball towards first, foul down the right field line. Noah Ferguson, the first base coach this inning. July 11th, 12th, and 13th, Redding Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. Sign up your young, aspiring baseball players to come out and play with and learn from the best. That's July 11th, 12th, and 13th, Redding Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. Go to reddingcolt45s.com for more information. That ball misses outside now, 1-1 on Torioka. Should he reach, Zach Taylor would bat next. The 1-1 from Fleury. That's a chopper to the right side, and he's going to field it himself, and nobody's at the bag. The first baseman took about three steps towards the ball before he realized that the pitcher was going to be able to cut it off. And by the time he realized he needed to get back, it was a foot race between the pitcher and Torres Torioka. And the Hawaii Pacific infielder beats out yet another infield hit. Been a regular sight here through the first 30 games. And he's on first now with two down. Stolen base situation here. We'll see if Taylor's got the take sign on to give Torioka a couple chances with two outs and a runner on first now. Possibly run themselves into a man on scoring position for Taylor. And a quick throw over to first, and he throws it in the dirt, but able to scoop it over there. This is the first baseman, Samuel. Two outs, runner on first. First hit of the ball game comes from Ryan Torres Torioka in the third inning here. He goes. Here's his throw down to second. He is safe. Stolen base there on the first pitch of the at-bat by Ryan. And he's at second base now with two down. That was a called strike, so it's 0-1 on Taylor. Taylor grounded out to first his first time. Now 19 for 58 on the season. And he puts down a bunt and a beauty to the left side. No chance, no throw. You can't bunt it much better than that. It was actually a little bit of a line drive bunt. Got past the mound, but the third baseman playing so deep, no chance. Flurry, the pitcher coming off the mound. And by the time he got there, Taylor was about four steps from first base already. So an absolutely perfect bunt down the third baseline by Zach Taylor. That's an infield single. And without getting the ball out of the infield here, the 45s now have two hits and runners on first and third. A two-out rally going here. And here's the powerful Ryan Williams. He flew out to left his first time. First pitch of the at-bat there misses 1-0. Might have been just a bit high, very close. Williams came in tonight hitting .314, 7 home runs, 27 RBIs. Also scored 22 times in 25 games here. Leads the 45s in all of those categories. Swing and a miss there, and he didn't get cheated on that one. One ball, one strike. One thing I'll say for Ryan, he does not get cheated on the swings. And usually when he hits it, either goes a long way or is moving pretty fast on the line driver on the ground. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And he watches one in the dirt. Good take there. Torioka holds up at third. Good job by the catcher. Tyler Thornley into catcher tonight for the Fairfield Indians. Knocking that one down, saving a run. Counts 2-1 here on Williams. .345 trying to get on the board for starting pitcher Brett Bovee. That ball is very high, and a snap throw down to first, and he's safe. Close play, as Taylor had a good-sized secondary lead there off first, and they almost caught him. But he slides back in under the tag, 3-1 now. Hitters count here for the center fielder, Ryan Williams. Runners on the corners, two down. A 3-1 pitch. Runner goes from first, and he takes, and that's ball four anyway, so it doesn't matter. And there's a throw down there, and it gets past the second baseman. So Taylor, with the aggressive steal there on 3-1, solicits a throw that was irrelevant, as Williams drew the walk anyway, so even had he tagged him out, he would have been safe. So the ball skips past the second baseman there in the center field, and Torioka comes around to score. So 45s with some opportunistic base running here. Taylor goes all the way to third base. Credit him with a stolen base. Williams draws the walk. He's at first base now. First and third once again now with two outs, and it's 1-0 Colt 45s. Runner goes from first, and there's going to be no throw as Taylor looked like he had a delayed secondary steal ready to go should that throw go down to second. And the catcher just took a bite out of it. Thornley thought better of the throw. Stolen base by Williams with no throw. So runners on second and third now. Third steal of the inning here for the 45s. As they've yet to get a ball out of the infield. But they got a rally going. Hancock now
Fouls one back to the screen, 0-2. As that pitch that Williams stole on was a called strike, so called strike and a foul ball makes it 0-2 here on Hancock. He flew out to center his first time in the second. That's a line drive down the third baseline foul. Zach Taylor had to duck to get underneath it. Down the third baseline. Count remains 0-2. 45's on the board here. 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Looking for more. With runners on first and third. All this damage has been with two outs. Two flyouts and then a single walk. Along with three steals mixed in there. And one bad throw by the catcher has led to a run for the 45s. That one down low to Hancock now, 1-2. Great crowd here for Friday night baseball. We've always got a good game on Friday night. 2 weeks ago, 45s won 13-12 in a great come-from-behind victory. And a walk-off hit in the bottom of the ninth last Friday. So this one fouled back right at us at the booth. Thank goodness for that net. 1-2 still. Got to bring your glove. You might get a souvenir. Bring the kids. Bring the glove. Bring the whole Little League team. We've had Cottonwood Little League down here, as well as some other individual teams from different leagues. Swing and a miss on Hancock on a 1-2 pitch. And that'll end the inning. One run home here for the 45s. They take the lead 1-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the fourth here at Tiger Field. Brett Bovee getting ready to start his fourth inning of work. It's been 9-up, 9-down for the Las Vegas native. First pitch high here, 1-0. Two and oh now, as that one misses as well. Just a bit low, 3-0 now on Hughes, the leadoff hitter. He struck out his first time to lead off the ball game. Bovee winds, here's the 3-0 pitch. And that's a called strike, 3-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs, located in Reading at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Jersey Mike's, a sub above. Many places right there, sub sandwiches based on how long it takes to put it together or how long it is. At Jersey Mike's, they take pride in their ingredients and the quality of their sandwiches. Stop by Jersey Mike's, a sub above. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. 3-2 count now as that one's fouled off. A payoff pitch here from Bovee, and he popped him up on the infield here. Just fought that one off. It's going to be Torres Torioka at second. For the first out of the inning, scored a pop-out to number four, and good recovery there by Bovee as he was down 3-0, came back to force a full count and pop up the leadoff hitter here. Here's Andrew Wheat. He grounded out to the pitcher his first time on a one-hop smash right back to Bo V, who speared it and threw him out. It was a nice defensive play there by the pitcher. First pitch is a curveball down low. Not fishing. Was Wheat. 1-0. And that's going to be a little number, and he's going to beat that one out. Looks like it's probably going to be an infield hit. No, that'll be an error, so Wheat reaches. That's the first base runner of the ball game here for the Indians. So one out, runner on first. That'll bring up the number three hitter, Sean Jackson. He flied out to left his first time, 0 for 1. And that's a little number back to the pitcher, 1-6, and not able to double him up. There's no throw over there by Zach Taylor, but score at 1-6 on the fielder's choice. Jackson replaces Wheat at first base, and there's now two down runner on first. There's Rupert Watson out of Sonoma State University. Throw over to first, runner is back. Runner on first, two down. Watson flew out to center his first time. Bovey in the stretch for the first time tonight. Here's the 1-0 to the cleanup hitter, Watson. That ball is fouled off to the right side. Jumping out of the way is the man in the on-deck circle, Chris Bruno. If you're scoring at home, Wheat reached on an E5 as the throw pulled Bertotti off the bag just enough for him to reach. 1-1 count now. Bovee kicks and fires. That's a fastball right by him. Good velocity there from Bovee on a challenge fastball. 1-2 now. Big hole on the right side. Bertotti holding a runner on at first. 1-2 count here on Watson. That ball is high. Runner goes down to second, and he is out. No, he's safe. The throw beat him. And a nifty slide there around the outside as Torioka caught the ball slightly to the third base side of the bag, had to reach back across. And it looked like Jackson just slid right around him. So a good throw there. For the most part, throw beat him. But he ends up with a stolen base anyway. So runner on second now with two outs, two balls, two strikes. The pitch to Watson here, and he hit him on the arm on a 2-2 pitch. Got a little too far inside with the fastball. Looked like he got him on the left elbow or perhaps on the upper arm. But hit by a pitch, Watson will reach now. First and second. Two outs here, and it'll be the second baseman, Bruno. Grounded out to third his first time. Bovee gets the sign from Diaz. Now they got the man picked off at second. Throws back to Torres Torioka, now to third, and they get him. So 1-4-5 on the pickoff, and that'll end the inning. Good defense there, and a nice job by Bo V. No runs, two men left on. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the fourth here at Tiger Field, KCNR 1460 bringing you Colt 45's Baseball here on the radio. 45's leading 1-0 over the visiting Fairfield Indians. This is game one of a three-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow night and Sunday as well. 7:15 p.m. start tomorrow, 6 on Sunday for the getaway game. This is game 11 of 13 games in 13 nights. You can get the entire schedule on readingcolt45s.com. This is game 31 out of 45 on the season. Hard to believe we're two-thirds of the way done with the season here already. It's been a blast. DJ Porter leading off here. He reached on an error his first time. He led off two innings last night with hits. He'll try to repeat the feat here. He was 3-for-4 last night with two singles and a double. That is a long fly ball to left, but it's going to be playable down near the line. Looks like he might have got it up on the label a little bit. And that'll be a line out to left for Porter. One down. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. He popped out to the first baseman his first time. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs, located in Reading at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center right near Dick's Sporting Goods. Jersey Mike's, a sub above. Head to Jersey Mike's today for lunch or dinner. Crowd sponsors the Colt 45s here on the radio. First pitch to Taylor is in there for a strike with a changeup, 0-1. Bertotti will bat next, so the 5-6-7 hitters here to start the bottom of the fourth. That's a curveball that doesn't make it back to the plate. One ball, one strike now. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field. 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Pitcher's duel going here. Brett Bovee has thrown four scoreless for your hometown 45s. Looking strong once again. Taylor kind of just lofts one out into shallow right center. Second baseman heading out now. And he's going to make the play. That's Bruno. So score to pop out to number four for Taylor. And two down now with nobody on. It's going to bring up Jared Bertotti. 45s had a two-out rally last time. Two infield hits and a walk, as well as some nifty base running, three stolen bases, manufactured a run on an inning where they didn't get a ball out of the infield except for a couple flyouts to start the inning. So two outs, nobody on for Bertotti now. And he gets hit by the first pitch. Looked like he got him on the right front leg. And on the first pitch, he gets plunked. So two outs and another base runner here now with two outs. A redux of last inning. Modeste will try to keep it going. Max Modeste flew out to center his first time, 0-for-1. Fleury now in the stretch, checks the runner. First pitch of the at-bat. Modeste swings and fouls it back to the screen, 0-1. Modeste in the 8-hole tonight. Ignacio Diaz would bat next should he reach. It's an update on your Bay Area sports. Astros lead in the A's in the top of the ninth. That game's in Houston. Giants have come back to tie the game now, 2-2 in San Francisco in the bottom of the third. A one pitch here to Modeste. That's a ground ball to second. This should be the end of the inning. 4-3 on the putout. One man left on, no runs. Here we head to the top of the fifth. Still 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. Reading leading 1-0 over the visiting Fairfield Indians. Game one of a three-game series here. We'll do it again tomorrow night and Sunday, 7:15 tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Sunday for the getaway game. This is game number 11 of 13 games in 13 nights. You can get the entire schedule at readingcolt45s.com. And it looks like, oh, he hit him on the first pitch. Squaring around to bunt was Chris Bruno, the second baseman, to lead off the inning, and a fastball inside, and he pulled the bat back, turned away, but unable to get out of the way. He's going to be hit by a pitch to lead off the inning. So the only two base runners so far, I should say the only three base runners so far, error, hit by a pitch, and a hit by a pitch. So Fairfield still looking for their first hit of the ballgame. And a bunt here with a runner going at first, and he's going to reach second easily. Number 34, Pakai, with a sack bunt, 1-3 on the put out. Moving up to second is Bruno. So a successful bunt there by the number 6 hitter, third baseman Pakai. Here's Jason Ramirez. He's the DH tonight. Lined out to center his first time on a nice play by Ryan Williams. One out, runner on second. Brett Bovee has been solid thus far tonight. This is a line drive down the first baseline. Foul, about 3 feet foul, as that one was hooking down the line over the head of Bertotti. 0-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Jersey Mike's a sub above, located in Reading and Hilltop. At Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Jersey Mike's. A better sandwich experience. 0-1. On Ramirez here. Bovee fires. That's a breaking ball down in the dirt. 1-1 now. Every Friday we've got a tight game. 13-12 2 weeks ago tonight in a come-from-behind victory. And then 7-6 last Friday night as they were 45s were down to their last strike in the bottom of the ninth before D.J. Porter had a walk-off two-run double to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. They lead 1-0 here tonight. That ball down low from Bovee. Two balls, one strike, one out. Bruno at second. 2-1 pitch here from Bovee. Down in the dirt, 3-1 now. He's got a base to play with. First base is open. Kwasi Samuel, first baseman on deck, he struck out swinging his first time, so Bovee can kind of pick who he wants to pitch to here. Ramirez lined out to center, but put a good swing on the first pitch he saw. He's worked the count here in this at-bat to 3-1. We'll see how much strike zone Bovee wants to break off here. 3-1 pitch. That's a ground ball up the middle. It's going to be fielded at second by Torres Torioka. 4-3 on the putout. Runner advances to third. There's now two down. And here's Samuel. Get you some scores from around the league. Marlins over the Reds, 3-1. Cleveland over the Yankees, 10-2. Seattle over Kansas City, 3-2. Red Sox over the Rays, 6-5. Washington over the Mets, 3-1. Toronto over the Tigers, 6-0. And Pittsburgh over the Cubs, 8-4. Angels over the Orioles, 9-5. All the other games still in action. First pitch misses here from Bovee, 1-0 to Samuel. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. Good fastball there from Brett. 1-1. Runner on third with two down. He represents the tying run in a 1-0 ball game. We've got a pitcher's duel going here in the top of the fifth. Another swing and a foul back to the screen. Counts now 1-2. Bovee out of Academy of the Art University. Teammate of Zach Trueblood. High fastball there to Samuel, and he fouls it back again. 1-2 now. Might be setting him up for the breaking ball to change the sidelines here. A couple high fastballs in a row there. Another 1-2 pitch forthcoming here. And a changeup down there. Good take there by Samuel. That was a pitcher's pitch. Did not offer. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. With a runner on third. Big pitch coming up here. 45 is clinging to a 1-0 lead. It's a line drive up the middle, and it's going to be playable right at Ryan Williams. He takes about three steps in. And that'll end the inning. Score to line out to number eight. One runner stranded at third, scoreless. Fifth is a frozen fifth for your fans here. A dollar off selected ice cream at the snack bar. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 1-0. Reading your Colt 45s. Baseball is right here on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
1-0 the score here at Tiger Field. Reading Colt 45's leading the visiting Fairfield Indians. Game one of a three-game series here on KCNR. Leading off is going to be your 9-1-2 hitters, Diaz, Torres, Torioka, and Zach Taylor. Diaz lined out, or rather I should say flew out to center field his first time. He's 0-1. Absolutely perfect night for baseball. We are under the lights here. High 70s, low 80s here. Could not ask for better conditions. Slightly overcast. Unseasonably cool for Reading, especially in July. Come down and join us. It's just the bottom of the fifth. In a 1-0 ball game, plenty of baseball left to be played. First pitch is down in the dirt to Diaz, 1-0. Right-hander Fleury in the windup. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's at the knees with a curveball. One ball, one strike. Diaz hitting 391. Hits a solid line drive out to center field, but under it is Hughes. And he will make the play out in left center. Line drive just hung up a little too much for Diaz there, and he flies out to number 8. Here's Torres Torioka. Had an infield single with 2 outs in the 3rd. Eventually came around to score in a 2-out rally. He's been the lone run of the ball game here out of Honolulu, Hawaii. One out, nobody on here for Torres Torioka. First baseman and third baseman both even with the bag just about. Looking for a possible bunt there. First pitch misses, 1-0. Zach Taylor on deck. He also had an infield single. It's part of that one-run third. Offense at a premium here tonight. We're in the bottom of the 5th, just 1-0. That's a foul ball down the first base line. 1-1 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. Located in Reading at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Jersey Mike's, a sub above. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. Here's a 1-1 from Fleury. It's a foul ball out of play over the snack bar here. 1-2 now. Fans enjoying the frozen 5th here. Every time the Colt 45s hold the opposition scoreless in the top of the 5th. For the rest of the top half of that inning and the bottom half of the inning, a dollar off selected ice cream at the snack bar, and they got a good line going over there right now. 1-2 now on Taylor. That one's high up at the around the shoulders, just above the letters. 2-2 now. That's a hard ground ball to first, and that's going to get through the right side. Second hit in 3 at-bats there for Torres Torioka. And he reaches with 1 out. And you always got to be aware of the steal there. He leads the team with 6 now, had one earlier in the game. And here's Taylor. 1-for-2 with an infield single himself. With his second hit tonight, Torres Torioka has just bumped his average up to 302 on the season. Taking a good size lead off first, being held on over their big hole on the right side for the left-handed hitting Taylor. First pitch from Fleury is inside, 1-0. Nice breeze blowing here on a cool day. It's like I'm back in Eureka at the Humboldt B-52 series a month ago. Could this be Redding in July? 1-0 on Taylor. And he watches one on the outside corner there, 1-1. 20% chance of rain, but we've avoided it so far here. We're in the bottom of the 5th. 1-1, 1 out on Madera, California native. An unfortunate Dodger fan, Zach Taylor. Just kidding, everybody. 1-1. Runner goes from first, Torioka. Here's the throw down to second, and he is out. Good throw there by the catcher, Thornley. And Torres Torioka is the second out of the inning. So a quality throw there. Looked like the pitcher was in the slide step as well to try and speed up his delivery. Pitch was called a ball, so it's 2-1 now with 2 out and nobody on. Fleury back to the windup now. Ready with the 2-1. That's a foul ball back to the screen. Count is 2-2 now. .45s have 3 hits so far tonight. 2 of them by Ryan Torres Torioka. The other by this man, Zach Taylor. Your shortstop tonight hitting in the 2-hole. 2-2. Fleury kicks and fires. And a curveball way outside. Looks like he might have lost his grip on that one. Full count. Taylor's already drawn 13 walks on the season. That's tied for the team lead. 2 outs, here's the payoff pitch now. And he hit him. He hit him on the right arm. So a plethora of hit-by-pitches here early. Bertotti got plunked his second time, as did Taylor his third. And two-hit batsmen by Bovee on the other side. None of them intentional. No chippiness here thus far. We're in just game one of the series. Plenty of time for that. So Taylor reaches with two outs now. He's on first for Ryan Williams. Williams watches one just high, 1-0. Williams flied out to left his first time and then drew a walk. Also stole a base in that third inning. 0-for-1. Flurry in the stretch, checks the runner Taylor. Here's the 1-0. And Williams watches that one go by right down the heart of the plate, 1-1. Flurry gets the sign from Thornley, comes set, now he delivers. Swing and a miss on a 1-1 pitch. Looks like he took something off it there. 1-2. Hitting is timing, pitching is upsetting the timing. And all of these players can hit a fastball. You got to mix speeds, mix sidelines, mix locations. Flurry has done so pretty well so far tonight. Here's a 1-2 now to Williams. I tell you, fly ball deep to center field. Now a couple steps in front of the track there, making the play for the third out of the inning is Hughes. So runner stranded there. The Colt 45s do not score. We head to the top of the sixth, 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu for Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Right-hander Brett Bovee getting ready to start the top of the sixth here against the visiting Fairfield Indians. 1-0 Reading. And a bunt attempt there down the first baseline is going to be foul. It's going to be the 9-1-2 hitters, Tyler Thornley, the catcher, Timmy and Hughes, and Andrew Wheat. Center fielder and left fielder are the 1-2 hitters, so 9-1-2 for the visiting Fairfield Indians. Bovee up 0-1 here. Thornley struck out swinging his first time. That's a curve ball, and you can't throw it much better than that. Crowd oohing and awing at the big break on that one as it dropped right in at the knees. Thornley gave up on it early, only to see it break right over the plate. 0-2. In the driver's seat here is Bovee. He fires. That's a very high fastball trying to get him to chase. Did not oblige. 1-2. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs, located in Reading at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Jersey Mike's, a sub above. That's a curveball down in the dirt. Try to get him in a chase there. 2-2 now. Our thanks to Jersey Mike's, their sponsorship of this Friday night baseball game here on KCNR 1460. 2-2 now. That's a fly ball, or rather a pop-up, in shallow right field grass is Torioka. Scored a pop out to number four. Two times through the lineup now for Bovee. As we'll turn it over to the top, it's Timmy and Hughes. He struck out and popped out 0 for 2 tonight. One out, nobody on here. Great crowd here at Tiger Field here in the top of the sixth. We've got a pitcher's duel going. Every Friday night, it seems like it's a nail-biter. 45s had come from behind victories in each of the last two Friday night games. They lead here 1-0. Hughes shows bunt, now pulls it back. It's called strike anyway. Seems like Bovee's been throwing strike one all night. Only a couple three-ball counts overall through the first five and a third. Hughes back in the batter's box. Now he's ready. Bovee not wasting any time. He wants to get it and throw it. Here's the 0-1. That's a grounder to third, and that's going to be a foul ball right down the line. Hughes was hustling. Would have been a hit if it had stayed fair as Taylor, playing a couple steps behind the bag, caught it in foul territory. The speedy Hughes will return to bat again, 0-2 now. We'll do it again here tomorrow night right here on KCNR 1460, a 7:15 start time as well there. Sunday night, a 6 o'clock start for the getaway game, game three of this series against Fairfield Indians. 45s looking to get back to their winning ways. They were beaten 4-1 last night by the Signal Hill Oilers. Here's the 0-2. That ball's down below the knees, 1-2 now. Gets a sign from Diaz. Here's the 1-2 now. It's a changeup, and he fouls it back toward the Reading Library over here. We're in South City Park at Tiger Field in the shadow of the Reading Library, just down the street from New City Hall. If you haven't been down to the park here, come down and enjoy all the great improvements that have been done. That's a line drive to left. Modest is not going to get there. That's going to drop. That's going to be a double in the first hit of the ball game here for Fairfield. So it took the third time through the lineup for somebody to get a hit, and it's Timmy and Hughes. He doubles to left. Modest made a good effort there to dive for it. Good job by Williams there backing up the play to keep him to a double. But the speedy Hughes now at second with one down for the number two hitter, Andrew Wheat. Weech grounded out to the pitcher and reached on an error. That's a very high pop-up into shallow left. Going out is Taylor, and he's going to take it. So one pitch gets a pop-out to number six for Wheat. There's now two down and a runner on second. Here's Sean Jackson. He's 0 for 2, flown out and grounded into a fielder's choice. Was also has a stolen base and was later picked off in that fourth inning. So stolen base and a caught stealing in that same inning. That's a fly ball down the left field line, out of play. Out of play over here, over the dugout, 0-1. Bovee in the stretch gets the sign from Diaz. Now he comes set, checks the runner at second. A one pitch. It's a line drive to left field. That's going to get down in front of Modest. Coming around to score is Hughes. And they're going to cut the throw, and it's now 1-1. So a two-out single there by Sean Jackson ties the ball game. Hughes comes around to score, running on contact there with two outs, and there's now a runner on first with two down. 1-1. We got a brand-new ball game here. Here's the cleanup hitter, Rupert Watson, shortstop. He flew out his first time, was hit by a pitch his second time. That was in the fourth inning. Bertotti holding the runner on a first snap throw over there. Jackson is back. It took till the sixth inning to get a hit, and they've got two here. Knocked home one run to tie the ball game. Bovee fires. That's a little line drive. It's going to be down into the right field, and it's going to get down. Coming up is Hancock, and a long throw to third, and they got him. Beautiful throw there by Hancock at right. Coming up and gunning down Jackson, headed towards third. Rupert Watson with a single. But an outfield assist by number 9. Score that number 9 to number 5. Beautiful throw there by Washington State Cougar J.J. Hancock to end the inning. 1-1 tie. We head to the bottom of the 6th here. Listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the 6th here, Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball, 1-1 tie. Leading off for the 45s is going to be J.J. Hancock, D.J. Porter, and Jake Taylor, 4-5-6 hitters. And it never fails. You make a great play in the outfield. It always seems like, or outfield or the infield, seems like you're always the first guy up the next inning, and it holds true again here as Hancock grounds the first ball slowly to short. Cutting it off now is the third baseman, and he cannot handle it. Boots it. And Hancock's going to reach. Hancock had the great outfield assist, throwing a runner out at third, trying to go from first to third on a single to end the inning. And he reaches here on an E5. There's D.J. Porter. He's reached on an error and lined out, 0 for 2, 3 for 4 last night. He hits with a runner on first and nobody out. D.J. been swinging a hot bat the last 2 weeks or so. Swinging and a miss, and 0-1 here. Jake Taylor will bat next. 45's trying to retake the lead. They scored one in the third. Brett Bovee actually had a no-hitter going into the sixth, but they got a few hits and strung a run together here, and now it's 1-1. Porter pops this one up on 0-1. Right back to the pitcher. Now the first baseman is going to call him off, and that's the first out of the inning. So the score to pop out to number 3 for DJ. Here's Jake Taylor, 0 for 2 as well. Offense at a premium here tonight, just 1-1 in the bottom of the 6th. We've got a pitcher's duel going, both starters still in the game. And here's Taylor. Taylor hitting 405. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs, located in Reading at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here. Jersey Mike Subs, a sub above. Runner goes from first. That's a hit and run and a fly ball out to center. Hancock's got to get back. He doesn't know, doesn't see where the ball is. Now that ball's going to get down, as neither did the outfielders. A weird play there. And I think they might have lost it. Looked like the center fielder out there, Hughes, who's played a good center field tonight, just lost the ball as he was a good 15, 20 feet away from it. The right fielder ended up coming and taking it in short right center. That was Jackson, so some miscommunication out there, or perhaps just not picking the ball up off the bat. Hancock looked like he was going to be doubled off for sure, as he didn't see where the ball was either. And then he just scampered over to third, so it'll go down as a single for Jake Taylor. He's now 1-for-3. Hancock all the way over to third.
We think too much, Jack. If we could make up our minds.
And we've got a meeting at the mound with literally every single Fairfield Indians player who's not in the outfield. as well as the manager. And the umpire comes out to break it up. So one out now. Runners at the corners. Hancock's at third. Jake Taylor at first. And Jared Bertotti will bat. He was hit by a pitch his last time. He's 0 for 1 tonight, officially. Bertotti batting 373. Watches the first one high. 1-0. Big hole on the right side with Taylor being held on at first. Left-handed hitting Bertotti can drive in a run any number of ways here with one out. That ball nearly got him again as he had to turn away on a pitch high and inside. 2-0. Modest on deck. Another left-handed hitter. The righty Fleury here now down 2-0 to Bertotti with runners at the corners. One down. Gets the sign from Thornley. Now he kicks and fires. The 2-0 is fouled back to the screen. 2-1 now. 45's in business here. Go ahead, run just 90 feet away. That's a line drive to left center field. That's going to get down, and 45's have taken the lead. Heading over to third is Jake Taylor, stopping at first. After a big turn is Bertotti, and it's 2-1 Redding. So Bertotti now 1-for-2. That's his 11th RBI of the year. The Simpson University Redhawk going the other way into the gap. Runners at the corners now, still with only one out. That'll bring up Modest. So Jake Taylor moves all the way to third on the single. Scored a single and an RBI for Bertotti. And here's Modest. He's flown out and grounded out. In a good RBI spot here, trying to put up a crooked number for the first night, for the first time in the inning for the 45s. Foul ball right over our head in the booth here. Maybe I need to bring my glove as well. 0-1 on the Seattle U left fielder. Max Modest, one of three Seattle U players we have here. Jake Taylor also in the lineup. First baseman Sean Sutton, the all-whack first baseman, not in the lineup tonight. 0-1. That's a ground ball to second. That's going to be a tough play. 4-6. And no, he's off the bag. So everybody's safe. Looked like he had time to get Bertotti at second, but the throw took the shortstop Watson off the bag. So that'll probably be an E4 there. Modest reaches. Taylor scores on the play. Two runs home now here. And it's 3-1 Redding. Bertotti is safe at second. Modest reaches at first. First and second now. One out for Ignacio Diaz. Diaz 0-for-2 tonight. Fleury in the stretch. First pitch of the at-bat to Ignacio is high and away, 1-0. Ignacio hitting 375, third on the team here. One home run, pardon me, zero home runs, one RBI in six games. He also scored five runs. That's a fly ball to medium deep center, not going to be deep enough for Bertotti. As no, that ball is dropped out in right center. I'm not sure what's going on out there between the center fielder and right fielder. Here comes the throw to the plate, and Bertotti's going to score. Surreal defense. As that's the second ball of the inning, it looks like they just lost out there. So not sure if there's a line of sight or possibly an issue with that ball being in the lights, but the right fielder, Jackson, and the center fielder, Hughes, having a hard time out there as two catchable fly balls have dropped in. 45s now lead 4-1 as Bertotti scores on that play. Modest all the way to third. Diaz ends up at second. You're going to have to see how they score that. I don't think anybody touched the ball, so it's probably going to go as a hit.
Hawaii Pacific University. Second baseman number 10, Brian Torres-Torioka.
Sports.
Here's Torres Torioka, seventh man to bat in the inning for the 45. Still only one out here. Three runs in the bottom of the sixth have put him up 4-1. Nobody down in the bullpen for Fairfield, so this is Fleury's inning. For better or worse right now, that ball's high to Torioka, 1-0. Diaz at second, Modeste at third. For the top of the lineup, Ryan Torres Torioka. Last four hitters have reached for the 45s. That's a snap throw back to second now. And the ball kicks away from Watson into center field, and scoring is Modeste. They have a throw down to third to try and get Diaz advancing to third. And the ball skips away from the third baseman. They had Diaz dead to rights at third there, but unable to take the throw cleanly was the third baseman. And the 45's taking advantage of some defensive miscues here. They've now got four runs in the inning. It's 5-1 Reading. Diaz all the way over to third. Runner on third now, still one out. Zach Taylor with a 1-1 count. Pardon me, Ryan Torres Torioka with a 1-1 count. Taylor on deck. Torioka's 2-for-3 tonight. That's a line drive out to center. Might be playable. He's going to tag. Here comes the throw. Diaz now thinks better of it and slows down. He probably could have scored as the throw was about 10 feet up the first base line. But Torres Torioka lines out to center, scored a line out to number 8. There's now two down. And here's Zach Taylor. So 45s with a four-run outburst here in the sixth, and they're not done yet. Taylor going to try and drive in the duck on the pond over there at third. Ignacio Diaz. And they are going to call that fly ball out to right center by Diaz a double, so give him a double. And an RBI for Diaz. He's now 1-for-3 tonight. That's a fly ball deep to right center field by Taylor. That ball is back, way back, and it's going to get down off the wall on a bounce. He's rounding second, headed to third. Here comes the throw to third base, and he is out. Got a little greedy there. Nice relay play from right center field. Taylor's out by a good 5-6 steps. But an RBI double there for Taylor. Coming around to score was Diaz, so we head to the top of the 7th, 6-1 Reading after a 5-run outburst here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
New pitcher here for your Reading Colt 45's in the top of the seventh. It's going to be right-hander Jeff Angelo, number 36 out of Haristow State University. I'll get you his line here in just one moment. Angelo making his 10th appearance here on the season. 5 earned runs in 15 innings for an even 3.00 ERA. Also has 13 strikeouts in those 15 innings. One of the plethora of middle relief options here for manager Greg Catteray's Colt 45s. He relieves Brett Bovee, so we can close the line on Brett. Six innings pitched, three strikeouts, just three hits and one run. And he took a no-hitter into the sixth. Very sharp tonight, Las Vegas native Brett Bovee. And the 45s obliged that good performance by putting a five spot up in the bottom of the sixth. He's now the pitcher of record and stands to win should this 6-1 lead hold up. So Brett Bovee going for his team leading, or I should say going for the tie and for the team lead in wins, going for his fifth win here tonight. And he is in line for the victory. He leaves up 6-1. Strong performance by the Las Vegas native. Leading off in this inning for the visiting Fairfield Indians, it's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters, Chris Bruno, Jason Pakai, and Jason Ramirez. Bruno has grounded out and been hit by a pitch. 0-1. First pitch from Angelo here is a little nubber back to the first baseman, or back to the pitcher, and he just underhands it over to Bertotti. One pitch, one out here for Angelo. Score it 1-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Pakai. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs, located in Redding at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Jersey Mike's Subs, a sub above. Our thanks to Jersey Mike's for sponsoring Friday Night Baseball here on the radio. That's a little soft line drive. One hop out to Torres Torioka. Two pitches by Angelo and two outs. And two relatively meek ground outs as well. So the Harris Stowe State right-hander comes in throwing strikes. Two pitches, two outs here. And here's Ramirez. He's 0-2, line out and a ground out. Top of the seventh here, 45 is leading 6-1 on the strength of a five-run bottom of the sixth to take the lead and open this one up a little bit. Angelo, the first pitch of the at-bat is just inside. Slider didn't quite make it back to the plate. 1-0. Called strike there now, 1-1 from Angelo. Get you an update on your A's score. If you got a DVR and want to watch it later, earmuffs. A's lose 10-9 in a back-and-forth game. Ryan Madsen takes the loss. Giants currently leading 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth. In support of Jeff Samardzija, that game in San Francisco against the Diamondbacks. Three-game series against the Diamondbacks this weekend for the Giants. Right before the All-Star game on Tuesday. That ball down in the dirt now, 2-1. So Angelo's had to throw more pitches here to this batter than he did to the first two combined. Got both of them to ground out on the first pitch, 2-1 here. That ball has popped up on the infield. Should be playable over there at Zach Taylor in shallow left. And a 1-2-3 inning for Jeff Angelo. Nicely done by the right-hander. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning stretch time here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Dr. Kara Tennant joins Carl and Linda on Free Fire Radio Friday, July 15th on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom in the seventh here. Tiger Field, Redding, California. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball on the radio. 45's leading 6-1. We've got a new pitcher here. It's going to be right-hander Ryan Perkins for the visiting Fairfield Indians. 45's got one run in the third off of starter Tyler Fleury. And it took till the bottom of the sixth to kind of figure him out. They got a five spot there in the bottom of the sixth. It's now 6-1. It's going to be the 3-4-5 hitters here against Perkins. Williams, Hancock, and Porter. First pitch is down in the earth. The old 58-footer bounces in front of the plate. 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs, located in Redding at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Jersey Mike's, a sub above, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Our thanks to Jersey Mike's for sponsoring Friday Night Baseball here on the radio. Ryan Williams steps in. He's 0-2. He's also been hit by a pitch and stole a base after being hit by said pitch. And he watches one down in the dirt now there, 2-0. Perkins, the righty, comes in for Fleury, who ends up going six innings and gives up six runs. He is the pitcher of record here tonight. Big swing and a miss on him, 2-0 there, Williams. Now up 2-1. Hancock on deck. He's 0-3, but he's reached on an error and scored a run. That one's fouled out of play back behind the parking lot here. Everybody holding their breath to make sure it's not theirs that's going to get hit. But that one miraculously found its way between a couple cars, so 2-2 count here. Williams watches a slider outside, full count now. Just after 9 o'clock here, it's a beautiful night here at Tiger Field. We are under the lights enjoying Colt 45's baseball. That's a pop-up into shallow right field. Now coming in and making the play is the right fielder Jackson. Fly out to number 9 for Williams. One down here. Colt 45's in that sixth inning where they scored five runs, sent eight men to the plate.
From Washington State University, right fielder number 6, J.J. Hancock.
Hancock, Jake Taylor, Bertotti, Modeste, and Diaz all scored. At one point, four different men reached base in a row. So here's Hancock, reached on an error in that sixth and came around to score the second run of the ballgame for the 45s. That's a curveball in there on the inside corner from Perkins, 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2 here on J.J. Perkins not wasting any time, gets the sign, comes set, the 0-2 pitch. That's a very high foul ball out of play down the left field line. Count remains 0-2. D.J. Porter on deck. He's 0-3. He's also reached on an error once. A line out and a pop out. Swing and a miss on a curveball in the outside corner. Way out in front was J.J. He's the second out of the inning. So two outs and nobody on for D.J. Porter. D.J., your D.H. tonight. He's also spent time at primarily left field. He's also caught a couple games at first base. As Greg Catteray has a rotating roster of guys that can play multiple positions, trying to get everybody as many at-bats as they can, but DJ, who's been a hot hitter the last 2 weeks or so, finds himself in the five-hole of the DH tonight. First pitch fouled back to the screen, 0-1. Perkins in the stretch exclusively here. Now Mitch is down low. Fastball at the shins, 1-1. Should Porter reach, it'll be Taylor next. Jake had a single and scored last inning in the sixth. He's 1-for-3. This game's zipping right along just past 9 o'clock, and we're already in the bottom of the seventh. 1-1 count here on Porter. And he watches one in the dirt. Looked like a slider. 2-1 now. And that's a called strike there now, so 2-2 on DJ. And that one misses as well, so now a full count. With two down here and nobody on. Here's the payoff pitch to Porter. And he walked him, so good at bat there by DJ. He reaches for the second time tonight, also reached on an error once. There's Jake Taylor, runner on first, two down.
From Seattle University, third baseman number 8, Jake Taylor.
Porter being held on at first, big hole on the right side. Perkins in the stretch, now he fires. First pitch is a little looper, sinking fast and right. That's going to get down. Headed to third is Porter, and no, they're going to throw back behind him. Good hustle there to keep it at first, but off the end of the bat there, Jake Taylor just hits it where they ain't in right field. A little looper that got down. That's a single. Now 2-for-4 on the night. Here's Bertotti. He's 1-for-2 with a single on a shot out to left center. Drove in a run. Was also hit by a pitch in the fourth. Also came around to score in that sixth inning after getting the RBI single. Bottom of the lineup doing work here is Taylor, Bertotti, Modeste, and Diaz. 6-9 hitters all reached and scored in that five-run sixth. Two outs, runners on first and second now. And first pitch is outside here to Bertotti. I mentioned the other night when I was talking to Noah Ferguson, who went 3-for-4, who was the player of the game a few nights ago. This team really doesn't have a bottom of the lineup. So much depth, so many guys. They go about 2 or 3 deep at every position. Greg Catteray with a good problem to have. Too many guys for not enough batting spots. 2-0 here, Bertotti in the driver's seat. Looking for something he can step into. He watches one inside there now, 3-0. So yet another inning here where the 45s have two outs and nobody on and then start to put something together. as Porter drew a walk and Taylor singled. And Bertotti watches a pitch on the inside corner there on 3-0. 3-1 count now. And the pitcher's going to step off as shortstop Watson snuck in behind Porter, but no throw. Just trying to keep him honest out there. Perkins now, he gets the sign from Thornley, comes set. The 3-1 to Bertotti. And the runners go, and that one is popped up right back towards us at the booth here. And just over the netting, the catcher literally watches it land on the other side of the net about 3 feet away from him. Bounces up into the crowd here. Andrew Arnold and Brandon Lepton selling raffle tickets here tonight. We're selling them for the next week. Come on July 15th. We're going to have a drawing for 2 tickets to the Giants game July 28th. That's next Friday night, July 15th, on MLB Night, sponsored by Mighty Fine Foods. Here's a 3-2 pitch now with two outs. Both runners go. Bertotti fouls that one off. Again, that drawing will be a week from tonight, July 15th. Come and make sure you're wearing your favorite team's gear, Giants. A's is acceptable as well. AT&T Park San Francisco, 2 tickets on July 28th will be raffled off a week from tonight. $1 for one ticket, $10 for 15 tickets. Another full count pitch here. Runners will get a head start. Bertotti watches one outside, and the bases are loaded. Another full count walk there. So Porter with a full count walk, Taylor with a single, Bertotti with a full count walk. And they're making Perkins throw a lot of pitches here for a guy who got the first two outs. He's now loaded the bases. Walk, single, walk. And here's Modest. 1 home run and 2 RBI on the season. He can add to that total here, right here, with the bases juiced in the bottom of the seventh. That ball is popped straight up. It looks like it's going to be playable on the infield. The pitcher, Perkins, is going to take it. And he does. So one pitch pop out. We'll end the inning. Modest slams his bat and his helmet down in frustration. 45s do not score. Leave the bases loaded. We head to the top of the eighth. 6-1 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
The construction sale continues this month at Reading Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Come take a look at what Reading Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to 7 passengers.
There's something for everyone at Reading Kia. Choose 8 different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Reading Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Reading Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Angelo getting ready to start his second inning of work here. 45's leading 6-1 here in the top of the eighth. On the strength of a 5-run bottom of the sixth. Left the bases loaded last inning with a chance to blow it open. Jeff Angelo in the seventh inning had a 1-2-3 inning, 2 groundouts and a pop-out. This portion of the show brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Located in Reading at Hilltop and Browning Street at the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460, Jersey Mike's, a sub above. There's Samuel. It's going to be the 8-9-1 hitters for the visiting Fairfield Indians. They've scored just 1 run in the sixth inning as Brett Bovee took a no-hitter into the sixth tonight. He ended up going 6 innings with 1 run. on just three hits. Also had three strikeouts. First pitch misses here from Angelo down low. 1-0. It'll be Samuel, Thornley, and then the top of the lineup, Hughes, 8-9-1 for Fairfield. That's a called strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Good crowd here tonight on a Friday night. Game one of a three-game series here against Fairfield. And the 11th game in 13 nights. I should say game number 11 of 13 games in 13 nights. Right here on KCNR 1460. Called strike there as Angelo gets one in at the knees. 1-2 now. That's a curveball just a little bit high from Angelo. 2-2 now. Samuel's 0-2. He's struck out and lined out. 2-2 pitch here from Angelo. That's a fly ball out to center field, sinking fast. Williams coming in, and he is not going to make the play. He knocks it down. That's going to be a single on a little flare out to center by Samuel. He's now 1-for-3. Leadoff single here.
One last time, fans. Now batting the catcher, Art Beer batter. Number 4, Tyler Thornley.
Here's Thornley. He's the beer batter tonight. He's obliged the fans once in the third with a dollar off beers by striking out. Every game we've got a beer batter on the visiting team. Doesn't always strike out, but in the event that he does, every fan here gets a dollar off beer for the rest of the top half of the inning and the home 45's home half. That ball misses inside, 1-0. A reminder, you can win two tickets to a Giants game. Come next Friday night, MLB night at Tiger Field, sponsored by Mighty Fine Foods. $1 for one raffle ticket, $10 for 15 tickets. And you can have a chance to win two tickets to the July 28th, 7:15 game at AT&T Park in San Francisco. Make sure to wear your gear on MLB night here next Friday, July 15th. Two balls, no strikes now here. Angelo kicks and fires. And that one just misses a little bit high. It's been a low zone here tonight. Count is 3-0 with a runner on first and nobody out. Angelo had a 1-2-3 seventh inning. Looking to roll a double play here. Torres Torioka shaded toward the bag at second. Now showing bunt on 3-0 is Thornley, and he pulls it back. That's called strike. 3-1 now. Bertotti holding the runner on at first. Taylor even with the bag in at third, even before that bunt attempt, and now comes in just about on the grass. 3-1 pitch, and Thornley grounds it to third. That's past Taylor. So he hits it past the drawn-in third baseman. That's going to be a single. First hit of the night here for Thornley. He's 1-for-3. And two singles to lead off the eighth inning have the Fairfield Indians with their best scoring position of the night. Runners on first and second. Two out. That'll bring up the top of the lineup here. That's Tim and Hughes. He broke up the no-hitter in the sixth with a double. Brett Bovee took a no-hitter into the sixth. Went 5 1/3 of no-hit ball. Ended up going six innings, gave up one run. He is the pitcher of record in line for the victory here. Good slider there by Jeff Angelo. Gets him to swing and miss on one low and away. Pitcher's pitch there, and he obliged him. 0-1. Samuel at second, Thornley at first, with nobody out here. And there's going to be a bunt there. It's out in front of the plate. Angelo. And they did not get him. He beat that one out. That one about 5 feet in front of the, 5 or 6 feet in front of the plate there. And he beat that one out. That's an infield single, bunt single, and the bases are now loaded with nobody out. Three straight singles and three very different singles. A little flare out to the outfield, then a ground ball pass, a drawn-in third baseman, and now a bunt single has the bases loaded for the number two hitter, Andrew Wheat. He's 0-for-3, grounded out, popped out, reached on an error. Bases loaded, nobody out here. 45s have the corners in, middle infielders back, so they'll trade a run for a double play here. First pitch from Angelo is a slider down and in. 1-0. Meeting at the mound now between Diaz and Angelo. And Diaz said all he wanted to say. He's ready to go now. One ball, no strikes. Bases loaded, nobody out here. Fairfield trailing 6-1, but threatening in the top of the eighth here. Number 7, Andrew Wheat, the left fielder. Looks at a 1-0 down low. That's going to skip past Diaz. Runner's going to try and score. He is safe. Throw to the plate. Unable to be handled there by Angelo, and the runner will score. It's now 6-2. Samuel comes around from third on the pass ball. All the other runners move up 90 feet, so runners on second and third now. It's 6-2, Redding. Infielders return to their normal depth, so they'll trade an out for a run here as well. Taylor playing slightly in at third. Now Bertotti sneaks in at first as well. That's a little foul number, and nobody's going to get there down the left side. A little pop-up, maybe about 20 feet in the air with some heavy English on it, but it's 2-1 now. Some interesting Wimbledon news for you tennis fans out there. Milos Raonic of Canada becomes the first Canadian man to reach a Grand Slam tennis final as he defeats 7-time champion Roger Federer in the semifinal today in a 5-set classic. Congratulations to Milos Raonic. That ball is high, 3-1 now. Hitters count here, 3-1 on Wheat. One run already home here in the top of the eighth. And that's called strike two there. Slider on the outside corner. Good pitch from Angelo. Strikeout situation here with runners on second and third. Nobody out. The payoff pitch to Wheat. That's a ground ball to second. Torioka is going to take it. Run will score. 4-3 on the putout. There's one out now. And it's 6-3. Thornley comes around to score on an RBI 4-3 put out. Wheat gets Hughes to third, drives in Thornley. One down now, runner on third. $6-3 Redding here. Runner on third, one out. In the top of the eight. Two runs already home here for Fairfield. That ball down in the dirt. Good job there by Diaz to knock it down. The hitter is Sean Jackson. He's 1-for-3 tonight. He's flown out, grounded into a fielder's choice, and has an RBI single. The RBI single in the sixth inning. Drove in the first run of the ball game. They put up two more here to make it 6-3 now. That's a fly ball out to center field. This should be playable for Williams. Pretty deep. This should be enough to score the runner. And he will score without a throw. So a sac fly for Jackson. Fly out to number 8. And another RBI. Scoring is Hughes, the leadoff hitter. 3 runs home here. It's now 6-4 Redding, but 2 outs and nobody on. And that'll bring up Rupert Watson, the shortstop out of Sonoma State. Sonoma State Seawolf hitting cleanup tonight. And he's played a pretty fair shortstop out there as well. Angelo working out of the stretch. 2 outs, nobody on here. That's a slider on the outside corner. Strike one. D'Angelo gets the sign from Diaz. Now he's ready. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's a little chopper to the right side. Angelo's going to field it and toss it over to Bertotti. That'll end the inning. Three runs home for Fairfield. They cut the lead to 6-4. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Ignacio Diaz is going to lead off for you here. In the home half of the eighth, 45's leading 6-4 here. Perkins starting his second inning work. He misses low 1-0 there. Diaz 1-for-3. He's doubled and scored. Also has an RBI. That was in that 5-run sixth. 1-0 pitch, and he lines it into right center field. That's going to get down in the gap. Taking a big turn at first. He's going to go for two. Here comes the throw. Going to be a close play, and he is out of there. Nice throw from center field by Timon Hughes. So that'll go as a single for Diaz, and he's the first out. Close play there. He tried to dive around the inside of the bag, but unable to do so. That'll be the first out. So here's Torres Torioka with one out, nobody on. He's 2-for-4 tonight. Also has a stolen base and a run scored. First pitch misses there, 1-0. Perkins fouls that one back right about 10 feet to my left here. And some fans in the top row there. A U.S. Naval veteran gets this souvenir here tonight. Fitting on 4th of July week. Hit right off the top of the fence here. About 10 feet to my left. Got to bring your glove, folks. That's a ground ball to second base. Up with it. And Torres Torioka grounds out on a 1-1 pitch. Two down now. 4-3 on the putout. This portion of the game brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs, located in Reading at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s, Jersey Mike's Subs, a sub above. Our thanks to Jersey Mike's for sponsoring Friday Night Baseball here on KCNR. Two outs, nobody on here. Here's Zach Taylor. Doubled in the sixth and was thrown out trying to stretch it to a triple. We saw Diaz single here to lead off this inning and get thrown out trying to stretch it to a double. So aggressive base running pays off early in the game for the 45s, but they run themselves into a few outs here later in the game. That ball up and in nearly hit him. 2-0 on Taylor. We're in the bottom of the eighth. 45s leading 6-4. Two outs, nobody on. In a 2-0 count here on the shortstop, Zach Taylor. Heart of the lineup coming up next. Should he reach? That ball down and away. 3-0. Taylor's 2-for-3, single, double, stolen base. He's also grounded out once and been hit by a pitch. That ball up and in, and a four-pitch walk there to Taylor. So here's Ryan Williams. He's been hit by a pitch and stolen a base, otherwise 0 for 3. And he'll get it about here in the bottom of the eighth with two down, runner on first. Perkins swinging and a miss on a pitch down low. And I think they're going to say a balk, yes. So Taylor jogs down to second. I think they're going to say he didn't come to a complete stop. And that might be a non-pitch as well. So, yes, that pitch will not count. Count still remains 0-0. Here's the official first pitch of the at-bat with Taylor at second. That ball is flied out deep to center field. That ball is going to be playable just in front of the warning track. And that'll end the inning. We head to the top of the ninth here. Colt 45's leading 6-4. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
At WellCareMD, they do this thing called direct primary care. Instead of dealing with insurance companies and the unknowns of co-pays and co-insurance, I get unlimited, accessible, highly personalized health care for a low monthly fee. WellCareMD has same or next day appointments available for me, and I can access my doctor on my time via text or email. After hours care is available for me when appropriate, so I can avoid unnecessary ER and hospital visits. I can also go to monthly lunches to discuss health topics, and I receive discounts to local businesses. My friend's employer even offers WellCareMD through her benefits. Schedule a meet and greet to talk with Dr. Jill and see if WellCareMD is right for you. Call 262-6626 or visit us on the web, WellCareMD.com.
Dick Taylor.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth here, hometown Redding Colt 45's holding on to a 6-4 lead. New pitcher in for Redding. It's going to be the Texan right-hander Billy Fogle, number 37, in for the save opportunity here. Fogle making his seventh appearance on the season. He's thrown 12 and a third innings. Has just a 2.18 ERA. This will be his first save of the season. Should he nail it down? Hitting in the ninth for the visiting Fairfield Indians is going to be the 5-6-7 hitters. Chris Bruno, Jason Pacaya, and Jason Ramirez. Bruno's going to lead off. He's 0 for 2. He's been hit by a pitch. So the right-hander Fogle now talking to Diaz there. Out of the pitcher's mound, getting ready to go here. In the top of the ninth. This is game one of a three-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15 and at Sunday night at 6 for the getaway game. This is game number 11 of 13 games in 13 nights. A little breeze kicking up here at Tiger Field now. Fogle winds and fires. Bruno shows bunt, but takes a called strike as he pulls it back. Charging in at third was Jake Taylor. 0-1 count. Tonight's game brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs in Redding at Hilltop and Browning Street in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s. Jersey Mike's, a sub above. That's a little pop-up on the infield. Charging now is Taylor, and he's going to take command and make the play. That was a little heavy underspin as he just kind of chopped at that one. It was right behind Fogle. Don't know if Fogle picked up the ball, but Taylor on a dead run makes the catch. Coming all the way from the third base position. Good job there by the third baseman, Jake Taylor. Scoring a pop out to number 5. One down now.
Third baseman, number 34, Jason Pacquiao.
So here's Mackay. 0 for 2 tonight. He also has a sack bunt. And that ball is down in the dirt. 1-0 from Fogle. Fogle, 7 strikeouts in 12 innings. Allowed just 3 runs. Pardon me, allowed just 5 runs. No, it's not the first time. 3 runs in 12 and a third. For a great 2.18 ERA. That ball misses 2-0 now. A little bit inside. On deck is Ramirez. He's lined out, popped out, and grounded out. He's 0 for 3 as well. A lot of 0 for 2s and 0 for 3s in that lineup tonight as Brett Bovee took a no-hitter into the sixth. Threw 5 and a third innings of no-hit ball. Left after 6, having thrown 6 innings of one-run ball. 45 scored 5 in the bottom of the sixth to give him a 6-1 lead. They now lead 6-4. That ball misses somewhere. High, I suppose. 4-pitch walk there. So Pekai is on first base. Here's Jason Ramirez, the DH. As I mentioned, 0 for 3 tonight. He represents the tying run for Fairfield with one out here in the ninth. Been a well-played ball game here. 45's taking advantage of some defensive miscues and some timely hitting. They lead 6-4 here in the top of the ninth. First pitch misses there, 1-0 from Fogle. Fogle trying to nail down his first save of the season here. Runner on first, one out in a two-run ball game. 1-0 pitch to Ramirez. Runner fakes towards second. That one's down in the dirt. Diaz wants to go out and have a word. Two balls, no strikes now. Update you on your Giants score. Bottom of the sixth in San Francisco. Giants leading 5-2 over the D-backs. Game one of a three-game series in San Francisco right before the All-Star break. All-Star festivities start on Monday night with the Futures game and the Home Run Derby in San Diego's Petco Park, the All-Star showcase, the American League versus the National League on Tuesday night. 4 Giants making the team there. Brandon Belt, the extra fan vote. He won the fan vote to be the last man on the roster this year. Having a great year for the Giants. That ball down low. It's now 3-0 from Fogles. He's still trying to find the range here a little bit. Buster Posey, Madison Bumgarner, and Johnny Cueto also on the All-Star team this year. Brandon Crawford could have been on there as well. He's having a pretty good year as well at shortstop. 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike at the knees. 3-1. Come on. 45s can win the game here with a double play. One out, runner on first in the top of the ninth. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Ramirez. That ball's down low, and he walked him. So first and second now. Pekai moves up to second. Ramirez draws the walk. 2 consecutive walks here with one out. And Fasking, the pitching coach for Redding, is going to head out to the mound along with Diaz and the rest of the infield, or at least Taylor, at third. So runners on first and second. Tying run now at first base for the Fairfield Indians. Get you some scores from around the league here. In the major leagues, Pittsburgh over the Cubs 8-4. Baltimore falls to the Angels 9-5. Blue Jays over the Tigers 6-0. Nats over the Mets 3-1. Reds fall to the Marlins also by a score of 3-1. Boston over the Rays 6-5. Yankees fall to Cleveland 10-2. Rangers over the Twins 6-5. Braves over the White Sox 11-8. Phillies over the Rockies 5-3. Cardinals fall to the Brewers 4-3. A's lose a back-and-forth battle tonight to Houston 10-9. Mariners over the Kansas City Royals 3-2. And a couple games still in action. Dodgers over the Padres 6-9. That's in the fifth inning in L.A. As well as the Giants winning 5-2 in the seventh in San Francisco. One out now. And the first pitch of the at-bat, not sure where that one missed either. Might have been inside. Samwell singled and scored. He's 1 for 3. Singled and scored in that 3-run eighth. He steps in here with a one out and runners on first and second. The 1-0 pitch from Fogle. And that's in there for a strike. 1-1. Samuel, the number 8 hitter here. On deck is Thornley. He's also 1 for 3 with a single. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. Fogle in the stretch. Now he's ready. Checks the runner. Kicks and fires. The 1-1. That ball very high. 2-1. Something about Friday nights. It's always a nail biter here at Tiger Field. 2 weeks ago, we won 13-12 on a come from behind victory. Last week, a walk-off hit by DJ Porter, a two-run double in the bottom of the ninth, down to their last strike were the 45s. In one of the games of the year, here's the 2-1. That's a foul ball down the right field line, 2-2 now. Good pitch there from Fogle as he jammed Samuel, and all he could do was inside out at foul. 2-2 now here. Fogle gets the sign from Diaz. Now he comes set. Checks the runner at second. Here's the 2-2. That ball is lined out into center. Going to be playable for Williams. And a nice job there as the 45s had him positioned perfectly. Ryan Williams playing the right-handed hitting Samwell the other way over into the gap. Several steps out of dead center. And he was positioned absolutely perfectly. So whether that was a scouting report or just an in-game adjustment, well played there by the Colt 45. Scored a fly out to number 8. If he's playing dead center, that ball probably gets down. And this is a very different baseball game right now. But 2 outs and a runner on first now. Williams still playing out in right center. For the catcher, Thornley, number 9 hitter. So Fogle throws one down in the dirt now, 1-0. 45's one out away here from getting back in the win column. They dropped 2 out of 3 to the Signal Hill Oilers the last 3 nights. One game one, 12-1. 4 losing games, 2-3 of that series. This is game one against the Fairfield Indians. That's a strike on the outside corner now, 1-1. Good pitch there from Fogle with fastball. Fans smelling a victory here. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 down here as the Indians are down to their last out. Tying run is at first. Runners on first and second in a 6-4 ball game. Fogle taking his time, gets the sign from Diaz. Checks the runner. Here's the 1-1, and very late time call there. Not sure if that was the umpire or the hitter, but nonetheless, Fogle already in his windup just let it go. It'll be a non-pitch. Count is 1-1 here. That's about as late as you can call for time and still get it. Here's the 1-1 from Fogle now to Thornley. That's a little chopper foul. He chopped it off the plate, and it stays right there about 3 feet behind the plate. 1-2 now, and they're down to their last strike. Thornley struck out in the third, popped out in the sixth, and had a single and scored in the eighth. He's the beer batter, though last call has passed. He did oblige the fans once earlier this game in the third. 1-2 now. Fogle in the stretch. Now he's ready. Looks at the runner out at second. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He got him. Called third strike on the inside corner. And the 45s have won the ball game. 6-4 on the strength of a 5-run bottom of the sixth. Your winning pitcher tonight, right-hander Brett Bovee, and he had the good stuff tonight. Took a no-hitter into the sixth inning, eventually left with a 6-1 lead, and he is the pitcher of record. He gets his team-leading fifth win of the season, tying his teammate Brandon Lupton. We've got another game for you tomorrow night at 7:15 right here on KCNR. Come down and join us at Tiger Field, just $5 a ticket. Best $5 you'll spend all summer. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45's postgame show.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
The construction sale continues this month at Redding Kia at the temporary location on Cypress Avenue in Redding. Come take a look at what Redding Kia has to offer.
Like the all-new 2016 Kia Optima, head-turning good looks, great gas mileage, room for five, and amazingly affordable.
And if you're looking for an SUV, you can't do better than the completely redesigned 2016 Kia Sorento. It's available in all-wheel drive with room for up to seven passengers.
There's something for everyone at Redding Kia. Choose eight different models in stock and ready to take home today, and every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Financing? They have the lowest rates anywhere.
Trade-ins? Their goal is to give you more for your trade than any other dealer.
Happiness? Redding Kia is spreading it throughout Northern California with a commitment to the communities they serve.
Redding Kia is currently sponsoring Anderson's Mosquito Serenade Summer Concert Series.
The construction sale continues at Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress, Facebook, YouTube, and RedingKia.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Redding Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Redding Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speet's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We're back here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's baseball, a 6-4 win tonight. I'm here with one of our co-players of the game, Jake Taylor. Went 2-for-4, scored a run, bumped his average up to a sterling 432, leading the team in hitting. And you guys only had one run up till the sixth. You scratched out a run on some infield hits and stolen bases and some opportunistic base running there in the third, but you exploded for five runs in the sixth, and it was you getting it started there. You had a guy on first, but you had the first hit of that inning, and you ended up putting up a five spot in support of winning pitcher Brett Bovee tonight. Looked like you guys got the line moving there in the sixth, but took you a couple times through the lineups. What were you seeing there in your first couple at-bats that was keeping you guys off balance a little bit?
I mean, he was just throwing a little bit softer than I think we were used to, and you know, sometimes it just takes a couple of innings to get used to a guy and really get good vision on him. So I think it was good, and we kept competing throughout the game, and you know, we were able to put up five runs in that inning, so it was good for us. It was a good test. So
45s tonight, winners 6-4. We're talking with Jake Taylor out of Seattle University, a native of Idaho, and he's a Giants fan, even though he's up in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. Giants winning tonight here. We're going to give away some tickets next week. You had some of your teammates up here selling raffle tickets to win those Giants tickets. You can come out next Friday night on the 15th, where we'll do the drawing there. But wear your MLB gear as long as it's black and orange. And you can win two tickets to that July 28th game in AT&T Park. Talking a little bit of tonight, you guys, as I mentioned, kind of broke through in the sixth and put up a five spot in support of your starting pitcher, Brett Bovee, who's also our co-player of the game tonight. He took a no-hitter into the sixth. What were you seeing out there tonight from your starting pitcher?
He was good. He's always good. So it's always fun playing behind him. He has a good pace, and, you know, it's easy. You just got to play good defense, and usually he'll come out with a win. So it's good.
His team leading fifth win, tying his teammate Brandon Lupton, four wins on the season here with five. We're talking here with Jake Taylor, 2-for-4 tonight. Scored a run in that five-run sixth and bumped his team-leading batting average up to 432 here. And like we were saying, offense had a premium till that third time through the lineup. Took you guys a little bit to get going, but you did string together four hits. Four straight guys reached base there, and you started it off. You, Bertotti, Modest, and Diaz all reached on either by a hit or an error as you put up a five spot there. And when you're trying to get runs put up there, and it's a pitcher's duel like this, it seems like every Friday night we have a close game.
Mm-hmm.
Two weeks ago we had that 13-12 wild comeback where we came back twice in that game from behind. And then last week, of course, DJ with the walk-off double to beat the Reading Tigers. It seems like it's never easy on Friday night.
Yeah.
And it was a close one here tonight as they had the tying run on base in the ninth inning. But Billy Fogle ends up getting his first save of the year. You guys have had strong bullpen play, seems like most of the season here as well. And you guys get back in the win column tonight here. What have you seen out there from Fogle this season as well?
He's been good. I mean, he just comes out and throws strikes. So, I don't know, anytime you come out of the bullpen and do that, you're going to be successful. So just got to go play good defense behind him and let him throw strikes and do his job, and usually comes out good. So
absolutely. Jake Taylor here, one of our co-players of the game. Anybody you want to say hi to back home at Seattle U or back in Utah?
Gosh, I think we're good. I think we're good to go, yeah.
All right. Well, that's our co-player of the game. We're going to welcome in Brett Bovee, your winning pitcher tonight. Threw six innings of one-run ball here tonight. Took a no-hitter into the sixth. They didn't get a base runner until the second time through the lineup. Didn't get a hit until the third time through the lineup. He looked pretty sharp out there. Three strikeouts, just three hits and one run. You get the win here tonight. your fifth win of the season, tying the team lead with Brandon Lupton. Looked like you felt pretty good out there in command, only had a handful of three-ball counts even. Seemed like you were ahead of everybody all night. What was the feeling out there, especially those first five and a third with no hits?
I felt really good tonight. I felt like I had like a lot of command of the fastball today, and the off-speed was working as well. But mostly early in the game, we were just pounding the fastball, and they weren't hitting it too well, so we just stuck with that.
Pitching is time, or hitting is timing. Pitching is upsetting the timing, and your winning pitcher tonight, Brett Bovee, out of Las Vegas, Nevada, changing sight lines, hitting the both sides of the plate with the fastball, and then the second, third time through the lineup, mixing in the breaking ball and keeping them off balance. Had a lot of ugly swing throughs. You got to like when you're out there on the mound and you see an off-speed pitch where the guy's obviously geared up for the fastball. You get him way out on the front foot, and you think it wouldn't even be that bad if he hit that one, because all he's going to do is pop it up or tap it to the left side. Seemed like you had him off balance just about all night here.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what pitch you're talking about. It was that changeup, too, after that fastball. And that's always a great feeling when you toss one of those in there and they're swinging when the ball is halfway there. So, yeah, it always has to keep them off balance pitching.
Looked like the Ethos ball just never got there. He was way out in front on the front foot there. As we mentioned, you took a no-hitter into the sixth tonight. I know you guys have five starters that usually make a start, and then Zach Morgan's made a couple starters as well. He's kind of been the swing man out of the bullpen. Were you on a pitch count tonight? It looked like you were cruising right along there. You gave up the one run in the sixth, but were you on a pitch count tonight, or what was the reasoning there for taking you out after the sixth?
You know, I think the reasoning was they'll usually let you go if you're throwing something like that where you haven't given up a hit yet. But then I think once they got on me a little bit in the sixth and I gave up a few hits and a run, and my pitch count was already up there, they decided that was it.
Sure. And your team picked you up in the bottom of the sixth there. As it was 1-1 when you left in the top of the sixth. They put up a five spot in the bottom of the inning. That lead eventually held up 6-4. Billy Fogle getting the save here tonight for his first save of the season. But pretty good defense behind you tonight. I think I only counted one error there. And it seemed no double play balls tonight, though unusual. It seems like every time you're out there, you get two or three double plays. And last couple nights, we've had some as well. But didn't have a lot of base runners, so don't have to roll a lot of double plays ball when that happens. Anybody want to say hi to back home in Las Vegas or back at school?
Yeah, back in Vegas. I messed up last time. I didn't shout out Rebecca. Hey, Rebecca.
Yeah, Rebecca.
Little sister.
Let him out of the doghouse now. got the mention in there. We're here with the starting pitcher and winner tonight. Six innings of one-run ball. Took a no-hitter into the sixth, Brett Bovee, with his fifth win of the season, tying Brandon Lupton. Now, are you going to let Brandon know that he's 5-1, so technically you have a better record since you're 5-0?
Now you told me that, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good, healthy competition where the starting pitchers spur each other on to good start after good start. And 45 is back in the win column tonight behind a strong pitching performance by Brett Bovee. Thanks for coming on the show, Brett.
Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. We're going to do it again tomorrow night, 7:15, start for game two of this series against the visiting Fairfield Indians. Once again, your final score tonight, Colt 45s get the win 6-4. Your starting pitcher and winning pitcher tonight, Brett Bovee, six innings of one-run ball. For my engineer, Jared King, for our sponsors, Redding Kia, Jersey Mike Subs, and Turtle Bay Exploration Park, I want to thank everyone here at the ballpark for making Reading Colt 45's baseball possible, and you, the listener out there on KCNR 1460 AM and all around this great country of ours on KCNR1460.com. We'll see you again tomorrow night at 7:15 right here on KCNR 1460.
It's an off day. Kane is still in Dallas. Everyone was asking if Kane was going to be out. Kane's still in Dallas.
That is true.
Yeah, you weren't able. You're not in Indianapolis. There were some people that wanted to meet you.
Oh, I like to meet everybody.
Kane doesn't like to meet anybody.
That's not true. I totally like to meet everybody. I wouldn't like to meet the guy that we're about to hear in Today in Stupidity, though. That's for sure.
Well, really not quickly, I have to share with you this quick headline before we do that. I didn't get to do it in any of the headlines. This is the most Russian thing ever. A pregnant Russian woman gave birth in a forest while the officers fought off bears. From UPI.
Whoa.
She Yeah, she, Russian woman gave birth in a remote Siberian forest, and they, the officers had to fight off bears so she could, like, actually give birth in the woods. That's a real story. I'm not making it up. I'll tweet it. I promise you. I will tweet it out, and you're going to be like, "This, she's not making this up." Yeah, because I wasn't. It's crazy. All right, today's stupidity, what we got?
All right, apparently we have a, this police department protest in Dallas yesterday. We heard this guy before all of the shooting happened. Go ahead and play.
But you can't stop me. I ain't did a crime. So you shouldn't even have to ask what this gun is on my head for. It's an open carry state. Yeah. Know your rights, know your law. And I promise you, if they go about they burning of whatever they said you're doing,
oh, boy.
You pull your pistol out, you bust out. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be you against me.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, that never helps. Folks, God bless you. I'll see you tonight in Indianapolis.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The head of the Department of Homeland Security says that there appears to have been one gunman in the attack that killed five Dallas police officers, wounded seven others. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said at a news conference Friday in New York City that the lone suspect, Micah Xavier Johnson, does not appear to have had any known links to or inspiration from any international terrorist organization.
I think the facts are still out on whether the shooter last night had an explicit membership in any of these organizations. The investigation of that is still early.
Johnson says despite a series of high-profile and controversial shootings by police of citizens around the country, those cases remain the exception, not the rule.
In the day-to-day lives of most Americans, most New Yorkers, most of those in Dallas, Texas, and other places, law enforcement, public safety works.
Donald Trump is vowing to make America safe again and calling for national unity. The Republican presidential contender posted a video on Facebook this evening to address the week's killings of five police officers and two black men. And then he calls on the nation to stand in solidarity with law enforcement, saying that a brutal attack on our police force is an attack on our country and an attack on our families. South Korean officials say North Korea has test-fired what appears to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile off its eastern coast. An official at Seoul's defense ministry can't confirm how far the projectile traveled and where it landed. A battalion of 1,000 U.S. troops that will be sent to Poland should be there by the middle of next year. It's all part of the broader NATO effort to bolster regional security as a deterrent to Russia. President Obama, who is in Warsaw, says that the U.S. will send the troops to Poland as one of the four NATO battalions being rotated through the region. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
The House overwhelmingly approved a compromise package bolstering federal steps against illicit drugs on Friday, as lawmakers of both parties flocked to cast an election year vote to stem the nation's surge of deaths among drug abusers. House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Fred Upton says the measure will make opioid reversal medications available to family members and first responders.
These medications are key to stopping the overdose epidemic and getting these patients into proper treatment to become productive members of our society.
The legislation was approved 407-5. Authorities in El Salvador say that they have arrested five police officers and five civilians for alleged ties to a death squad that killed as many as 40 gang members in the eastern part of the country. The attorney general says that a total of 22 arrest warrants have been issued for police officers, business people, and others tied to the death squad. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Pacific Cycles recalling more than 217,000 jogging strollers because of a defective front wheel.
The company said the front wheel can become loose and detach on certain Instep and Schwinn models. The company has received 132 reports of such complaints, resulting in 215 injuries, ranging from head injuries, cuts and sprains to bumps and bruises. The recall involves single and double occupant swivel wheel strollers that have a quick release mechanism for removing and reattaching the front wheel. Consumers were advised to stop using the strollers and contact Pacific Cycle to get a repair kit to secure the front wheel. Keith Peters reporting.
Federal authorities say a Southern California man has been arrested on espionage charges. They say that he attempted to sell sensitive information used in military and commercial satellites to the Russians. FBI agents arrested Gregory Allen Justice on Thursday. Authorities say that the engineer who worked for a defense contractor explained he needed money to provide for his wife's medical problems. More on these stories at
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Listen to the Jonathan Brandmeier Show when you want, anywhere you want, the way you want. Subscribe to the podcast at brandmeiershow.com.
I think that's a good read there. You can listen to the Jonathan Brandmeier Show the way you want, how you want, then when you want, how you whatever you want it.
That seems good. Very nuanced.
Yeah, it seems like it's like, yeah, the way you want it, or you can have it if you want it. And not. Our email is brandmeiershow@gmail.com, brandmeiershow@gmail.com. This is from Myrtle Beach, Florida. Buzz, Cameron Dew, listening in Myrtle Beach, 93.9. Love the show. You buzz, make the workday go quicker. I listen every day, Myrtle Beach, 93.9. I saw a very ironic story that would be right up your alley if you haven't already seen it. And she sent the story along, which I love that when you people, because you know what? There's so many stories that fall through the cracks across the country, and the mainstream media is not going to cover them. These littler stories, I love them. I love them. And so Cameron Dew, thank you for sending us this. And what's the story is, this dude was in Tennessee. And let's see here. He was killed in a freak accident. You're saying, well, that doesn't seem funny. And it's not. No, of course not. No. It's not funny, Cameron Dews. They didn't say it was funny. There's a guy in Tennessee, and he was killed by a runaway trailer. A trailer unhooked, and well, he was... here's the report.
Witnesses say police told them that Kevin Jordan was watching porn on his phone when he was hit by that runaway trailer as he walked down Park Avenue. But that's not the only thing we learned.
Okay, and a whole lot of minutes. So there's, it's pretty weird right there. Cameron Dew is right. That's a very interesting story because the guy, how horned up do you have to be? Do we know walking and texting? Okay. But how horned up do you have to be walking somewhere and, you know, down the street there in Tennessee, and then the next thing you know, you're hit by a trailer that is just unhooked. Apparently it unhooked from a truck or something. But I think the story gets worse, and I think she's going to tell me more about why this is the weirdest story ever.
Witnesses say police told them that Kevin Jordan was watching porn on his phone when he was hit by that runaway trailer as he walked down Park Avenue. But that's not the only thing we learned.
Well, I think it's ironic that he was watching porn and this was dealt with some of the crimes he may have perpetrated.
Dr. Peter Trimble's dentist office is right next to the spot where Kevin Jordan was walking down the street when he was hit and killed by a runaway trailer on Park Avenue.
Okay, wait a minute. Did I just hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, the guy was in the trailer. Hey, Hector, see if you can cue that up to where that dentist starts talking, past that dentist. This guy who got hit, okay, I think I've answered my own question. How horned up do you have to be looking at your phone and then get hit by, you're walking and then you get hit by a trailer that is unhooked. But you, yourself, you were a violent sex offender with several rape convictions on his record since the early 90s. And Dr. Peter Trimble is the dentist whose office is near the place where Jordan was killed. Next is an unidentified woman whom Kevin exposed himself to last year. And finally, Kevin's fiance, Connie Harris, who says his life was in order and she still loves him. That's what happened while he was walking around looking at porn on his phone.
Well, you know, first of all, it's a modern miracle that you can walk around and look at porn on your phone.
What a miracle it is.
And if you're inclined towards porn, which I am not, but if you were, why wouldn't you do that?
Walking, you just, what do you mean? You couldn't just wait till you got someplace, you know, you're
why
walking.
Why wait? You don't have to wait.
Why?
Why wait?
What do you mean, why wait? Would you walk down the street reading a penthouse? I don't know what magazines are out now.
If you're out in the street walking around and you got your phone with you, why not look at porn if that's what you want to do? I mean, what's to stop you? And the fact that you can do it is like a temptation beyond control.
Doesn't make a bit of sense. Well, okay, this guy's got a problem. That's why most people out there... Well, he's dead now.
Yes, he is.
So you're going to hear this guy. He's walking down the road. Cameron Dew, you are right there in Myrtle Beach. This is interesting because he's walking down the road. He's looking at porn. Then some sort of a trailer unhooks and kills him. So then you've got the he's walking past the – he was a sex offender. He has several rape convictions on his record. And then you hear Dr. Peter Trimble, the dentist, whose office is right there where he was killed. Then you're going to hear a woman who Kevin exposed himself to last year. And finally, Kevin's fiance, Connie Harris, who says she still loves him.
Well, I think it's ironic that he was watching porn and this was dealt with some of the crimes he may have perpetrated.
I called the police. They showed me his record. And his first rape conviction had been when he was 18.
Yeah.
And then there were several more. He had his life in order. It's a big loss. I love him. I still love you.
So that's his fiance. She still loves him. But does it say in the story where how the trailer got unhitched? I don't understand.
That's the mystery.
It doesn't even say that. Well, how did he get hit by a trailer then? Because I don't have the report in front of me. Hector, how did a trailer, was it a trailer?
They don't say. They only say that he got hit by a trailer. I got a hook from the flatbed truck, whatever.
Oh, what is
it? It happened.
Okay, while you're watching porn on the phone, walking down the street past people that you have sexually offended,
I mean, you also have to ask the question, if there's been several rape convictions, which would mean more than one, why isn't he in jail still?
Right.
He was. He had gotten a few years, he had gotten out a few years back.
In the early 90s.
He got out early for good behavior.
In the early 90s, he was out. And this guy, this clip, by the way, with this dentist, Dr. Peter Trimble, everything in this, you sure Cameron do? Cameron, listening to us in Myrtle Beach, you didn't just make this story up, and this lady who's reporting this might be your sister or something? Because this is just the oddest story I've ever heard in my life.
Beyonce told me he had changed his life.
Right.
He was convicted of several aggravated rapes in 1991 and 1992, but court records show he was arrested for indecent exposure last year.
I called the police.
This woman did not want to be identified, said Jordan, wearing a trench coat, exposed himself to her. The woman said she had seen Jordan in front of the window a few times when she says he exposed himself. Police showed the woman Jordan's record.
They showed me his record, and his first rape conviction had been when he was 18, and then there were several more.
Jordan's fiance said he recently had a kidney transplant and was near the woman's office because he was on dialysis and was urinating, not exposing himself. Jordan was convicted of indecent exposure.
Oh, boy.
Jordan's fiance says despite his past, he did not deserve to die the way he did.
No.
It's a big love. I love him.
Love you.
I still love you.
She still loves him. But yet, in that's a horrible report from WMBF in Tennessee.
The anchor actually sounds like they invited somebody in off the street to do the report.
Right. I mean, this is, I don't understand what the, she, don't you say, he was hit by a trailer. It doesn't say anything. He was hit by a runaway trailer. Okay, I get it. All right. I guess I wouldn't have to dig any further. No, you know what? She's probably good. That's good enough, right? If I said runaway trailer, a trailer unhitched from some car, some vehicle, and ran right into the porn dude's head and killed him. I guess that's all you need, right? What else do I need to know?
Nothing.
There is the mystery.
Nothing. Oh, man. Next thing
this would not happen if he was watching the road, not his phone.
Yeah, but I love it. But only Buzz would come up with, well, if you want to watch porn, why wait? If you want to walk and watch porn.
I'm not saying you're right or wrong.
I'm saying it's only you would go, yeah, well, right. I don't know. Why would you wait?
But I mean, you know, porn is usually, you know, they're in a room, a locked door.
Right.
What are you doing in there? Come out. What are you doing? Oh, hiding stuff. But not anymore.
I'm just walking down a road.
Any place that you are, people are, you know, everybody's looking at their phones.
Right.
You don't know what they're looking at.
It doesn't matter. Makes perfect sense.
Mind-boggling.
Right.
I took the phone away from my daughter this weekend.
Because?
Well, I won't go into that, but I mean, there was some consequences for a bad decision she made, and it's like taking away heroin from an addict.
Oh yeah, yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, right.
Although, quite honestly, she got very stoic and said, "Okay, here it is."
Right.
Left the room.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the reason that guy was looking at his porn is because he's horned up. He's got a problem. He's a sex offender. The reason that your daughter would want to be on her phone, she just wants to be connected to the world.
Right.
And once you take that away from her, oh, man. I always think about that. Everybody's looking at their phone all the time. Everybody's like, right. What are they all looking at?
Well, they're texting. They're texting.
Right, that's the weirdest thing, man. Nonstop.
And the thing about somebody said, you know, when you're texting somebody, I mean, their relationships are built on texting. And you never laugh during that conversation. There's no laughter. Because you don't really know what the, it's like basic information. You have there's no humanity to the information.
Yeah, they'll try to do LOL. I go, my brothers, whatever. I go, if you write LOL to me in a text, I swear I will slap you when I see you.
I mean, it's like you have to write that so they know, so you know how they feel.
Like yeah.
You should be able to, from the message, you should know that.
Well, that is what it is, Buzz. People love porn. They love to walk and read it and look at it while they're walking. And this guy was hit. Here's the update. Hit by the driver of the 2008 Dodge Ram. He was hauling a trailer. He hit a bump in the road. The trailer came unhitched and hit that guy.
Yeah.
Kevin, who was looking at porn on his phone. Did you also know that patients are now being diagnosed with sexomnia?
And that's what?
Well, it's hard to believe, but...
A diagnosis of sexsomnia comes after a sleep study where doctors chart a patient is asleep while engaging in sex acts, with no recollection of it afterwards.
I have your partner asleep.
Hold on a second. Yeah, that would be like having sex with Hector. You would have a sex, but you would have no recollection of it afterwards.
I think you'd live in terror the rest of your life.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. What is this study?
A diagnosis of sexsomnia comes after a sleep study where doctors chart a patient is asleep while engaging in sex acts, with no recollection of it afterwards.
If your partner is sleeping and they're not aware of it, that's not okay.
If your partner is sleeping and they're not aware of it, that is not okay. If your partner is, let me see if it is or not. If your partner is sleeping and they're not aware of it, that's not okay. Sexsomnia is rare. Doctors say more men than women have it. What?
That's unbelievable to me.
Why? How is that? Why is this coming out? Why are these? This is CBS New York City. CBS New York with a report.
Dr. Saul Rothenberg is asleep.
Oh, that's the culprit. Dr. Saul Rothenberg.
Specialist with Northwell Health. He says sexsomnia falls in the same category of parasomnias as sleepwalking and sleep talking.
In parasomnias, including sexsomnia, you would have an incomplete awakening so that you're stuck in sleep, but you start doing things that are normally restricted to waking.
Sexsomnia was used as a defense in two high-profile rape cases overseas. The juries in those cases bought the argument.
The cases were a man in England in 2007 acquitted of raping a girl, and a man in Denmark in 2013 acquitted of molesting two girls.
Oh, I'm tired of these stories. Enough of this sex talk. There's no sex mania. Nobody knows when there's... Nobody has the sex, has the love. If your partner's sleeping and not aware of it, it's not okay.
I know. I've had experiences where I thought my partner was asleep.
But... Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, that's it for you.
It's Johnny B.
Thousands of people all across the country are choosing the flexibility of working when they want, driving with Uber. You'll control your day, plus be able to start earning right away just by driving your own car.
Why'd I choose to drive with Uber? So, that's easy. Complete freedom. Working when I want. I mean, I can't get that anywhere else. So, with both my kids in soccer camp, I drop them off, then I start driving. Or, you know, we'll go to the park and I do it later. Or even just not at all that day. It's a beautiful thing. I just turn on the Uber app and ride requests come in, and I'm earning some extra money. It helps us stay on budget every month. Plus, we can save for our summer vacation. Total freedom. Working when I want, being my own boss. Yeah, driving with Uber is definitely the best option for me.
Earn the extra money you need on your schedule. Drive with Uber just a few hours a day and watch the money add up fast. Get started today. Take 2 minutes and sign up right now. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
Cold weather slows your battery down. But if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery. In case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how.
And participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief.
You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Johnny B.
Put me on the list for polka.
And then they gave us seats that belonged to somebody else.
I have a gold card, but I don't have a premier card.
It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Johnny B.
That is my father-in-law, Angelo, asking me off the air to get him a seat at a poker table. And he's also asked me off the air to get him any contest that we were to do on the radio at one time. He would just put him on the list or we'll give him a different name, one of his friends' names, so he could win this particular trip or whatever it was. Because that's the way Italian father-in-laws are. That's the way they are.
He's got a friend on the radio.
Right on. Right on. Hey, if you use Old Spice, I don't know who doesn't. You know why I don't use Old Spice deodorant? It's because I know that if you have Old Spice deodorant on, people go, oh, you're wearing Old Spice.
Old Spice, everybody knows.
It's, you can't, it's no hiding it. Somebody goes like, hey, you smell good, or whatever. You know you're wearing Old Spice. So, you know what I mean? It's like Irish Spring soap. You know you're using it. I know you got Irish Spring on because I can smell it.
Yeah, it smells good. I like the smell.
It's not a bad smell. It's just that I know that you're using it. And I picture you using it, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Yes, I am, and I have for a long time.
You still use it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. You never change soap?
I found it, and I loved it. I love the way it smells. Oh. And I love that it's green.
Irish Spring. Buzz Kelman may be available for endorsements. I, Johnny B., will not be available for any endorsements for Old Spice nor Irish Spring soap. Old Spice claimed the odorant has left users with... There's another lawsuit. This is not a transgender one. Old Spice is this guy who uses it,
one guy, as I see, named here, Rodney Colley, claimed that the deodorant left him with rashes and burns on his skin. The suit claims that the Old Spice deodorant causes rashes, irritation, burning, and other injury to unsuspecting customers. Those users were also economically damaged, according to the lawsuit, because they are forced to discard the product after only a few uses. It's a civil suit, but it's led by this guy, Rodney Colley. Here's a number. I'm going to give you a number. If you use Old Spice, pay attention out there, ladies and gentlemen. A small number of men may experience irritation due to alcohol sensitivity, a common ingredient used in all deodorant products, not just Old Spice. For men who have experienced a reaction to deodorant, use a different antiperspirant might be a better option because they have a different formulation. If anyone using Old Spice has questions, here's the number. Write it down. 1-800-677-7582. 1-800-677-7582.
It's going to be an Old Spice army.
Yeah, da, 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 da. Hey, are you wearing Old Spice? Yeah, how'd you know that? Because you smell like you're wearing Old Spice. That's why. Oh, who is that? 1-800-677-7582.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256.
Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of bright and jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits
and they can help you too. Call Wilgate Sports Club today at 768-1205. Or you can check out schedule information online at WellgateSportsClub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Access to past shows and new shows emailed to you daily. Sign up now at BrandmeierShow.com and listen anytime you want. It's Johnny B. In your hand and on demand.
Yeah, 844-4JB-SHOW, direct line to a good time. When we're here live, 844-4JB-SHOW. Check the podcast in your hand, uninterrupted, as the man said. Hold on. I see, Buzz, that you were gravitating towards the same story that I was over the weekend about the parent who witnessed a murder.
Hello.
I mean, come on. The parent that witnessed a murder in Michigan. A murder. Let me hear a bit of this and see what's going on up in there.
This is Bud. He'll be 20 here in September.
Since 2 weeks after his owner, Martin Durham, was killed in his home, Bud has repeated it over and over. The African gray parrot is now owned by Durham's first wife, who had owned it with him before they got divorced.
Yeah. Boy, and that's Marty's voice. Marty used to always say that to my kids.
At least a few times a week, she says, it seems to replay the murder.
It's intense when it happens.
Durham was shot 5 times in his home in May 2015. His wife, Glenna, survived a bullet wound to the head. Now she's identified in police reports as a suspect in a murder and attempted suicide.
Don't shoot. No one knows what happened that night. Martin Durham was shot and killed in his Michigan home. Perhaps his pet parrot witnessed the killing and heard Mr. Durham's desperate plea to the killer. Mr. Durham's parents are seeking to persuade police now to make use of a video of their son's pet parrot in which the African gray says, "Don't effing shoot." And he keeps repeating it.
Only one place he could have heard that.
Yeah. Good luck. I'm sure there's no television shows that ever ran. Good luck with that in a court. The police thought it was a double murder. They found his wife, Glenna, in the home with a gunshot wound to the head. They realized an hour later she was still alive. Michigan State Police now reporting that the wife is a suspect, suggesting she tried to pull off a murder-suicide murder. She has since recovered from her injury.
She'll be tripped up by a parrot.
And a parrot's got her. She has denied shooting her husband. I know for a fact I did not kill my husband, which, by the way, is exact words I would use when I if I said I didn't kill my wife.
Absolute fact.
I would say this just like that. I know for a fact that I didn't kill my wife, but that parrot, don't listen to that parrot either. What does that parrot know? They also want to use the police. They also want the police to use the parrot. Now, the family, you know, of the murdered son, the mom and dad are saying, hey, listen, use the parrot named Bud as a witness.
Right.
The mom said that bird picks up everything and anything. It's got the filthiest mouse around. The bird, they said, mimicked both Mr. Durham and his wife. The video shows the bird clinging to the outside of a cage, changing voices as if he were arguing with himself.
Awesome. Awesome.
I personally think he was there, and he's reenacting it, and he's saying it says the father, you know, Mr. Durham's father, Charles, who was murdered by someone. Now, the owner of Casa La Parrot in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hello, Grand Rapids.
Casa
La Parrot. You heard me, Buzz. Casa La Parrot. It's, they say it's not unusual for African gray parrots to mimic the sounds of what they hear, their owner's voices, male and female. Let's listen to this.
It's definitely an argument between a man and a woman.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah. Don't F and shoot. But in my mind, it's something that he's heard, definitely heard before.
Okay. But could he have heard it the day that the shot was fired?
Sure. Sure, absolutely. And if it's fresh in his mind, he might even say it more now.
Your Honor. Are we going to introduce a parrot into this? She heard it.
It's going to be tough to get that parrot on the stand, but
put him in a cage.
It's convincing.
Put him up there. It is very convincing, but couldn't then the prosecutor said, listen.
They taught it the
same. They taught him, or right. that he was. He, they used to watch TV, and there was a scene where they kept saying, don't right. effing shoot.
And let's see his hand on the Bible.
Right. does this parrot vow to tell the whole truth? Bud the parrot, nothing but the truth, so help me, parrot God, or I don't know who you worship. So if he's saying here, don't effing shoot. Effing shoot. I don't know what the first part's saying. What are the first part saying? They're arguing about something, and then you can clearly hear him say, you can clearly isolatingly hearing him say, don't effing shoot. Can you imagine if this goes, but listen, that's my kid. Those parents got every right in the world. Durham's wife said, no, I had no, let me see the exact words. I know for a fact I didn't kill my husband.
Bud, he'll be 20 here in September. Yeah. Boy, and that's Marty's voice. That's Marty used to always say that to my kids. It's intense when it happens. My house turns cold.
Marty's the guy that's dead.
Yeah.
He's shown in the photo here holding a nice a nice northern pike. Looks like he's fishing in Canada.
He was there to see it all, and he heard it. It imprinted in his brain. He can't let it go, and that's awful.
Is it at all possible that he could have heard it on television?
Sure.
Maybe, but he's using Marty's voice. I mean, I don't think he would be able to help the case.
See, now, wait a minute. Isn't that something? That's the wife, Durham's wife, who definitely said, I can tell you I did not kill him. The parrot is using the man who got killed's voice.
Yeah.
And she's saying that's his voice.
And he's using another voice, which would be the
wife.
The wife, who's now suspected of shooting.
Yeah, the woman here is the ex-wife talking. So she doesn't have any, you know, stake in this. She has no horse in this race. She's just telling you that's Marty and that may be his wife.
But I think it puts the emotion out there. Like, you know, there's a dead man.
Yeah, that's a dead man. Wow.
I mean, I used to, I had a series of parakeets in the house.
No, well, no, that's not a parakeet. That's a parrot.
I know, but I mean, parakeets talk. And they talk just like, they talk like parrots, or their voices are a little higher.
Right.
It's because they're smaller. But it's so weird when they talk, because they do take on the human sound that they heard, and they seem to give it the emotion that they heard it in.
Let's hear the read. Let's hear the read. That's a good read.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
It's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
This is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dillons.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One. It's the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Johnny B.
Phenomenal. Hey, wait a second while I pause for no reason.
Hello, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. I hate that bed. It's horrible. I like this. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Oh, yeah. Paul Reiss is on the line, actor, comedian, author. Comedy Central named him one of the top 100 comedians of all time. That's right. Starring in the longest a very long-running sitcom. Paul, it's not the longest-running sitcom, Mad About You, is it? It's a long...
But it felt like it sometimes.
Yeah, why did you say that? of course, the movie's Diner, Beverly Hills Cop. And by the way, before you got on, I said, it hit me as I'm thinking about Paul Reiss. I'm thinking about you, Paul. I thought, I don't think I ever saw Aliens, and yet you are like this cult crazy dude. Buzz, what did you call him again? You called him some kind of a horrible bad man or something.
I'm impressed. The movie's been out 30 years, but still, you're waiting. You're waiting for your moment.
I'm waiting.
You don't want to rush to see anything. I respect that. Wait till they get the kinks out of the system before you decide to, you know, take a chance and watch it.
Thank you for understanding that. I like to make sure that everyone has weighed in on it before.
Yeah, no, it's very crazy. Let everybody in first, and then if there's any movie left, you can watch it.
It's the weirdest thing because, Ed, what you're saying is right. You go, wait a minute, Aliens, Paul Reiser, Aliens. Now, Bud, what did you say about him in this movie? Because
I'm sure it was flattering.
It was.
I believe I said an evil corporate go-between. That's
no. You say evil. I say misunderstood.
There it is. You say evil. I say tomato.
Exactly. I say tomato no matter what.
That's right. Oh, wait a minute. Reiser's performance in Alien as Burke is so etched in the collective consciousness has earned a spot on the Internet Movie Database's list of the top 30 biggest a-holes in movies.
Nothing makes me prouder. By the way,
yeah.
I was already voted that in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, one of the top 30. So, you know, I have a calling.
Oh, that is great. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Paul Reiser, the high school's
top big, 30.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. It is a pleasure to be here in beautiful, sunny Chicago.
Let me ask you about Mad About You. I saw you on the Today Show.
Yes.
And you saying to whoever, I think it was Savannah and Willie, you go, hey, we didn't know. I know that Mad About You has now been re-released. And it's out now.
Yeah, they just came out with the complete box set of all seasons.
And
what did I say on the air? I don't remember.
You said, well, we didn't know that all of the episodes weren't already out.
I didn't know that.
Why?
I literally didn't know.
How is that possible, Paul?
Is that kind of a thing? Well, because I got my copies of the show, so I didn't see the problem. But you know what happened? I've been going the last couple of years. I've been out on the road performing, and I'll, you know, meet people after the show, a little meet and greet. And one after the other, every city, somebody would say, hey, you know, I have the first four or five seasons. I can't get the last couple of seasons on DVD. I went, that's weird. And I heard it enough that I looked into it, and sure enough, there was some kind of, you know, sometimes things just get stuck in the pipeline. There was some sort of legal musical clearance or something. You know, if you're filming and you walk by singing Wooly Bully, you got to pay Wooly Bully guy.
Right.
You know. Couple of $1,000.
Sam the Sham.
So anyway, you add it up over 7 years. Apparently, there was a lot of singing and humming going on. But anyway, so we shook the corporate tree, and they were great. And Sony was great, and they put it out. So now anybody who wants to see every episode of Mad About You, they can sit. You can watch it. You can binge watch it. It'll take you at least 27 hours. It'll take you a couple of days. We made a lot of them for you.
I think the binge watching is the best way to do it. I would definitely go back and revisit that because that would be no. How many years we're talking? Six, seven?
Seven seasons, about 170 shows, I guess.
Man.
Something like that. Yeah, but it'll be all fresh to me, because I'll be honest, I don't remember a lot of them.
Congratulations. This is great. So that's available now for the first time, the entire series available online.
Yeah, you get the whole season. There's a lot of fun bonus stuff in there. And, I'm telling you, people will come over and they'll say, oh, you know what episode I love where you did the thing with the thing with the that? I go, yeah, I don't remember that.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to have to check this show out. It sounds funny.
It is weird. They think you remember everything. Hey, Paul Reiser, remember that time you were at the Hidden Pickle in Des Moines and you said, no, I don't.
Well, you remember certain things. Usually, the way the brain works, you'll remember the terrible things. Like, oh, I remember that time. Remember that time I was drunk in 81? And you remember that?
Right.
What about the nice stuff? Yeah, that goes out. That goes
if
out.
If you were watching the show, Mad About You, you were watching your show, would you be watching it going, oh, I remember we could have done that better? Are you like that or no?
Sure. Right. Yeah, still do. I mean, it works both ways. Sometimes I'll catch an episode, I'll go, oh, that's really funny, and I had forgotten that. But the sense memory comes right back. Oh, yeah, that joke, we kept trying to beat that joke, and we never got there.
Right.
Or, gee, we should have done this, and we should have done that. Yeah, that never goes away. But I suppose that's a good thing.
Always, yeah.
Always. Well, that's what's fun about stand-up. You know, you can do night after night, and you always say, I got to get it better. I'm going to try and make it even, you know, funnier tomorrow. So it's a never-ending quest to entertain you, the American people.
There it is. You heard him right there. Paul Reiser. What a beautiful speech. But you're right about that. You do something, you do a comedy thing, you go, wait a minute, I can change it tomorrow. Well, you put Mad About You, you know, 20 years later,
yeah,
or whatever
locked.
It is. There it is.
That's true.
And especially in films. Hey, by the way, here's another one. Here's another film. I mean, you do some stuff in films that people just, like, underrated. Did you see, okay, Buzz, you saw Whiplash, right?
I saw that.
No, Buzz, did you see Whiplash?
Absolutely.
Okay, do you know
Absolutely.
Paul Reiser was in Whiplash?
No.
See what I mean?
I was the evil corporate a-hole. No, that's not true.
Solo. No.
I played Miles Teller's father. In
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, the dad. The dad.
No, you thought it was some other handsome guy. You know, we get mistaken a lot.
But that's
grouped together.
It's a good thing that you blend in, like when you were in the Liberace movie, which to me is the craziest thing. I can't even imagine filming the movie. The Liberace movie with Matt Damon and Michael Douglas as Liberace. Yeah. I can't even imagine that experience.
Yeah. That was fun. I just had a little role in that one, but that was a great deal. I was like, I got a call the day before and said, can you come down and be Matt Damon's lawyer? When I'm already driving down on my way. That sounded fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
but you know, now that I recall the Whiplash role, that was a huge
big.
I mean, I apologize for not remembering that because
that's
it was
okay.
Huge.
No, not to worry. I forget myself. Yeah, it's actually there's a movie now. You should go see the Kevin Bacon as a movie. I'll call The Darkness, which is a scary movie. I just play Kevin. I have a partner. I play Kevin Bacon's boss, which was fun because we had not done a movie together since Diner 5 years
wow.
ago.
Wow!
But so that was a really fun thing to go do. Scary. Here's my thing with scary movies. It's called The Darkness, and it came out a week ago.
Yes.
And it could be gone already. Who knows? You have to hurry up with these things. You can't wait 30 years like you would.
I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait to see that.
But yeah, anytime like there's a scary movie and some creepy thing is going on in the house, in the back of your head, you know how it's gonna end. It'll be scared, and then it'll go away. So
right.
Why don't you just go straight to the part where it goes away? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Why do they stretch it out?
Look at Paul Reiser in Darkness. I forgot that. Whiplash, J.K. Simmons. He won the Academy Award
he
for that,
did.
Right?
And, had it not been for me off camera in other scenes helping him, I don't know that he would have won the award.
You know, I've heard him say that a couple of times.
I helped him by not being in any scenes with him. And I think that kept his average up.
Yeah.
I had no opportunity to drag him down.
The director in Whiplash.
Okay, do me a favor. When you're in the scene with Reiser, just move a little bit out of the shot.
Yeah, no. He wisely avoided me and was able to win the award by staying clear of me.
Do you know this guy? Like, do you hang with J.K. Simmons? He seems like an intimidating guy.
No, we hung out. Our kids actually went to the same school for a while. So I know. Sweet guy. Very sweet guy. Crazy talented. So
isn't that weird?
Well deserved.
You played the teacher role, and your kids go to school with J.K. Simmons' kids.
Well, he played the teacher.
He's the teacher. You're the father. Right.
Yeah, so he was, if he was your actual teacher, it'd be scary. You wouldn't want to show up and J.K. Simmons is your teacher.
What a great movie, man. You were in some
fantastic.
Great films, man. That's amazing. Hey, wait a minute. Another one. Weren't you in Concussion?
I was very briefly in Concussion. I was the guy who was not Will Smith.
The guy that, I told you he was the guy that was not Will Smith.
Yeah, if you look at Will Smith, you go, you know what, the other guy must be Reiser.
That's not Paul Reiser.
Nah, exactly. Yes, I was in it ever so briefly. They cut out a lot. But again, I think it was what made Will Smith so good in that, is that he didn't have to deal with me a lot.
You weren't near him.
And that's what you call real supporting acting. I should get an award for support. By not bothering the lead stars, I'm supporting them.
Oh, man.
You see what I'm doing?
That's fantastic.
I help. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You ever see Meryl Streep in a movie? I'm not in there. Why? And she's doing great because I'm not bothering her.
Fantastic. She's kicking it. She's always been great without.
Always great, and I'm never with her.
Without Paul Reiser.
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
I think there's a pattern here.
Oh, my God.
You name a great acting performance, look around, and you'll notice I'm not bothering them.
Keep up the good work, Paul.
All right, nice talking to you.
I'm going to see Aliens. I'm going to see it.
Go see it. Call me after you see it. I'll explain it to you.
I'm going to call you after I see it. Bye.
All right, man.
Bye. Oh, my God. Paul Reiser. The Wish Ball is sold out. He's going to emcee it. The one and only, Paul Reiser. I just have to say I saw it, I guess. Buzz, he's hung up now, so you can tell me, do you like the movie or not? Did you like Aliens? Is it something I should ever look at? Buzz is cut off. What happened? I think Buzz and Mike just blew up.
I had my button down.
Oh.
Alien and Aliens... Well, Aliens is the sequel. They are absolutely two of the great movies of all time.
Really?
And I'm not, I mean, they really, they're just fantastic. And they sort of go downhill, but even as they go downhill in sequels, they're still fantastic because they started off so good.
But I want to watch the one that Paul Reiser's in. He in both? I just went like this. He in both?
He in both. I think he is. No, he's not. I think you have to go see the sequel, Aliens.
All right. Well, go see it. What do you mean, go see it? I'm just going to go click and get it.
Right.
Go see it. Yeah, where am I going to see it? He said you wait 30 years to see it.
All I have is you, so baby, help me understand what we do.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. President Obama will cut short his European trip and visit Dallas early next week. The city is mourning five police officers killed by a sniper. Mr. Obama was scheduled to return to Washington on Monday. Instead, he'll leave Spain on Sunday night. Meanwhile, protesters gathered at a rally in Atlanta. Several thousand demonstrators flooded the streets of downtown Atlanta on Friday to protest recent police shootings of African Americans. At a campaign speech in Philadelphia, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says if elected president, she will work on gun violence on day one.
I want you to know, when the 24-hour news cycle moves on, I won't.
10 states have sued the federal government over restrooms transgender students can use.
The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Nebraska and included